Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump describes as garbage Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal.
It was just unacceptable.
So where do we go from here?
You know, a lot of people said, well, does he have a plan? Yeah, of course they do have the best plan ever. I mean, Iran has been defeated militarily, totally. They have a little left. They probably built up during this period of time. We'll knock that out in about a day.
Many questions remain about Iran's demands. Outwardly, Tehran remains defiant.
The exact details of the proposal have not been made public, but Iranian state media had earlier reported that they included the U.S. paying war reparations to Iran and recognizing its sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. Posting in English on social media, Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mohammed Baghir Ghalibaf, said that the U.S. had no alternative but to accept the 14-point proposal. He said the longer the U.S. dragged its feet, the more American taxpayers would pay for it. Both sides are digging in.
The BBC's Caroline Davis. President Trump wants to suspend the federal gasoline tax of 18.4 cents per gallon. That move would require congressional approval. Today's national average for a gallon of regular, 4.50. It's down 2 cents from yesterday, according to AAA. Today will bring release of the Consumer Price Index for April. The general consensus among economists is that it will show prices rose 3.8% from 1 year ago. Two drivers are hospitalized in critical condition, shot by a gunman who opened fire yesterday on a busy highway in Cambridge, Massachusetts, came to an end when a state trooper and a civilian with a license to carry fired on the gunman. He's hospitalized in critical condition. Stock futures in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 63 points. NASDAQ futures off just over 200 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're considering investing in precious metals, don't wait. The Iranian conflict seems to be nearing an end, and the time is now to position your retirement for massive growth. Advantage Gold is America's number one precious metals company, and they want to send you a free gold and silver investor guide valued at $49 when you call 800-900-8000. Plus, you'll get a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Our specialists can help you open a new account or transfer funds from an existing IRA, tax and penalty free, and show you how a gold-backed IRA can put real, tangible assets into your retirement portfolio. Markets react to news cycles, but gold has maintained its value through inflation, volatility, and economic uncertainty. When the purchasing power of the dollar declines, that's when investors turn to gold and silver. Make your move now. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on WCBM. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big wreck on the Beltway already on the southwest side. The inner loopers are coming up from the BW Parkway towards 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It looks like maybe one lane is getting by. A lot of equipment on the scene. Quick backup already going back towards Camp Meade Road. Eventually, it's going to go back towards the ramps at I-97, and we'll have a problem from there coming up to the Beltway and eventually crossing at the BW Parkway. So right now, be prepared for that. Maybe back in Anne Arundel County to get around that Route 100 over at 95 and then come up to the Beltway from there. This backup's going to be here for a while with a lot of equipment on the scene. There had been a minor wreck about 25 minutes ago. They might still be there in the median on the outer loop before Stevenson on the northwest side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pleasant day coming up. Mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Governor Westmore is calling on the regional power grid operator PJM Interconnection to take action to lower energy bills for Maryland families. Speaking at PJM's annual conference in Baltimore, Moore said the current system is not working and costs are being passed on to consumers. The governor stressed that large data centers should pay their fair share to reduce the burden on taxpayers. The death of a man whose body was pulled from Baltimore's Inner Harbor in April is being ruled an accident. The state medical examiner says 27-year-old Branson Odour died from blunt force injuries with alcohol intoxication and drowning listed as contributing factors. Odour went missing after a night out in Fells Point, prompting a days-long search. The Baltimore City Council passed a measure to regulate smoke shops across the city, limiting how close they can be to schools, parks, recreation centers, and each other. A bill was also introduced last night that would allow the city to more quickly shut down repeat offender smoke shops for the illegal sale of cannabis and other substances. Well, coming up next, Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary has, he's off on vacation, back with us tomorrow. Stein on Sports with Sean Casey, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Check out their spring AC tune-up sale for just $99 at Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. Orioles come back to secure a series opening win against the dreaded, hated Yankees. While the Birds beat the Yankees at home 3-2, the O's did not record a hit until the seventh inning, in which Kobe Mayo clubbed a go-ahead three-run dinger. Dietrich Enns picked up the win in relief. Anthony Nunez secured his second save in a row. Teams continue their series tonight. Preakness post-position draw was held yesterday with the money line favorite Iron Honor getting the ninth post position. 14 horses in all will race from the Preakness this year from Laurel Racecourse. The Ravens added their defensive backfield. Baltimore signed veteran safety Kevon Wallace on Monday. Wallace appeared in just three games with the Houston Texans last season, recording nine total tackles. Meanwhile, former Ravens coach John Harbaugh has put his $6 million home in Owings Mills on the market. And D.C. United set to begin a three-game homestand tonight. The Black and Red will face off with the Chicago Fire on Wednesday. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. Coming up in this hour, well, the governor's claims are being fact-checked by the Trump administration and others, will explain. The president and his energy secretary are open to the idea of reducing the federal gas tax to bring Americans some relief at the pump. But our top story here today, the governor, tax and spend more, along with the Democrat progressive Marxists in the state, are trying to shift blame for the energy crisis that they have caused on to PJM. This is the new boogeyman, right? This is the new rope-a-dope, the shell game that they want to play. In an effort to protect, they say, ratepayers and lower energy costs, the governor and other Democrats are calling for reforms at PJM Interconnection. That's the regional transmission grid operator responsible for managing the power grid in our region. PJM manages the grid for 13 states in the District of Columbia. Here's Maryland Senator Katie Fry Hester.
The PJM board must protect the public from these increased costs and reliability risks.
Well, it's their responsibility. No matter what we do here in the state of Maryland, it's all PJM's fault. Another Democrat lawmaker from New Jersey weighed in.
PJM controls the interconnection queue. PJM sets the rules. And right now, those rules are blocking affordable, clean energy.
PJM manages the energy that's available on the grid. The fact is, it's not PJM's fault that Maryland has to import 40% of our power from Pennsylvania. As long as that lasts. But now another Democrat lawmaker is accusing PJM of feathering their own nests.
There's 450-some members who are voting members of PJM. 80% of them have a financial stake in the outcome. That's why the prices keep going up.
Oh, you mean like Dollar Bill Ferguson? He might have a little financial stake in the outcome because he is part of a solar company, for God's sake. I mean, this is just laughable. It really is. Inside, of course, the Baltimore Marriott, where the PJM annual meeting was being held, advocates and state lawmakers from the three states part of the PJM grid rallied. And, of course, inside, Governor Moore is asking officials at PJM to do their part and ignore what the Democrats have done here.
There's no clear plan by PJM to address both affordability and reliability. And if PJM cannot step up, then states like Maryland will continue to do what we can to protect our people.
Question. If PJM isn't responsible for manufacturing the energy, how can they step up to provide more? And I mean, it's a simple question, really, but nobody's asking the governor or these Democrat lawmakers. And then, to top it all off, the governor is denying that the state of Maryland played any role in this energy crisis.
It wasn't the states that drove those retirements. New, cheaper, cleaner technologies outcompeted aging coal and gas plants.
Are you kidding me? Outcompeted? Yeah, the table was set. The deck was stacked. The Climate Control Act of 2022, the Democrats are the ones that retired coal plants because, number one, they hate fossil fuel. Number two, probably half of them have stakes in these green energy companies. So, again, denying that there's any culpability whatsoever on the part of Governor Moore and the Democrat Party in this state is gaslighting. Pardon the pun. Pure and simple, they are gaslighting you to make believe that they had no role in this, no blame in this, and they're trying to shift blame over to PJM. Get your thoughts and comments on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I'll tell you my latest experience with BGE coming up in just a moment. Right now, it's always an experience when Chuck Whitaker comes on the program, and today is no different. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the king of all traffic.
You don't want me anymore, I don't need to come back.
We always want more, Chuck.
You better have me today, I'll tell you that.
I did open up Facebook today and saw a new profile picture from Tom 11 and nearly lost it. But that's
what, did you see what I wrote? I went, yow.
That was an eye-opener.
I put it down. All the roaches in the building just walked out.
I had to forego my second cup of coffee after that one.
Yeah, I did too. And I don't even drink coffee. The inner loop of the Beltway, big problems here. Southwest side, this happened before 6. Inner loop just above the BW Parkway. And before you cross over into Baltimore County, it looks like they're streaming traffic over to the right lane. And that's about it. So the backup on the Beltway again, back to Camp Meade Road. It's going to go back to 648. And eventually, if it stays here for a while, it's going to go back to I-97. So Anne Arundel County, if you're coming up north on I-97 and you're thinking about the Beltway towards Wilkins Avenue or up through that area on 95, I would take 100 westbound and go up to 95 and then come back on to the Beltway. There you've gone completely around it by doing that, because this backup is pretty solid right now on the inner loop. The outer loop is not too bad. They might be looking at it just a bit. So heads up if you're traveling south from I-95 and from Washington Boulevard going by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, a little milder, upper 60s, overnight temps low 50s, and then the rain comes back tomorrow in the afternoon and evening, but we'll be in the mid-70s, and that's good news because it's chilly this morning, 41 and clear in Columbia, 42 in Owingsville. Time for some one-liner news. The cost upgrade, the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool, and paint it blue, has gone from $1.8 million to $13 million.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
A lot of that has to do with a bunch of trash they had to pull out of the reflecting pool. I think Obama was, what, $30 million back in the day when he was doing it? It does seem expensive, but most of the money's going to go towards the new water slide coming from the Washington Monument all the way down to the reflecting pool.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Right down from Capitol Hill.
Exactly.
I had to laugh when, I think it was during the Small Business Summit last week when Trump was talking about it, and he was, you know, his biggest stress, you know, the whole weight of the world is on the man's shoulders, or in the thing with Iran, he's trying to get the economy fixed. But what's stressing him is out, he couldn't pick between all the shades of blue, and he said he had his guy from Mar-a-Lago saying, you know, the green blue they use there wouldn't be right in D.C. because the water here isn't like that in Florida. I don't know, I just had to laugh.
You know, there's been sued. The same people that have sued over the ballroom is suing him to stop the, because it's the color of the American flag blue. That's the one he selected. But now they're suing him to stop that. That's crazy. For the seventh consecutive year, Liam and Olivia are the top baby names in the United States. Apparently, a lug nuts, though, is gaining momentum. A lot of folks.
Poor Dad Hale, it is.
Yes, it is. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel's announced he will air a repeat on the night that Stephen Colbert does his final show on CBS. So if you want new Trump insults, watch Colbert. If you want the old ones, watch Kimmel.
Right.
Yeah, none of them will be funny, obviously.
It's been a long year.
Yeah, it has been. Can't wait. When President Trump goes to China later this week, he'll be bringing with him some big names in business, including Elon Musk and Tim Cook of Apple. Tim Cook is going to tour a iPhone factory where he'll be surprised to learn it's probably an elementary school. NBC is making New York Times.
I'm giving you a nickel an hour raise.
That's right. And a graham cracker and a little carton of milk.
Thank you very much.
NBC is making New York Times online game Wordle into a primetime television game show. You ever play Wordle?
Nope.
No?
I don't think I have.
No, nor have I. I was, I'm still stuck on Scrabble, so I don't know if I haven't come into the modern times.
Naked Twister's even better.
Yeah, there it is, a Naked Twister.
I know, it always comes back to this.
Yeah. Have you actually ever played Naked Twister?
No comment at this moment. Some of those cases are pending.
I bet they are.
Some of those witnesses are now 75 years old.
A Delta flight from Atlanta to Nigeria turned around mid-flight, headed back to Atlanta. Passengers spent 8 hours aboard the plane in what's been called a flight to nowhere. Still better than Flying Spirit, though. That is for sure. Have you seen the imaging of the trespasser at the Denver airport?
Yeah.
They use infrared. And he's walking right across the runway, boom, plane, and wipes him out.
Made no attempt to get out of the
way. I mean, was it death?
Suicide by balloon? I don't know.
Yeah. Apparently got sucked into the engine and just... It was
not
ugly.
Good.
National Tampon Day. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is going to celebrate by blowing out the tampon candles on his cake. So, see what happens there.
That should be good.
All right, so yesterday I told you about Paul McCartney's got a new album coming out at the end of the month. On it, there's a duet with him and Ringo Starr. It's the first time these two have ever teamed up to do a new song, a duet together, two of the remaining Beatles. It's called Home to Us. I thought I'd play a little sample for you this morning. Falling down.
was my hometown.
Paul McCartney. Ringo Starr, now turning 86, still making music. It's just amazing. And a new album comes out, I think, right after Memorial Day, at the end of the month. So
yeah, just because it's them,
yes,
they will buy it.
Yeah, they will. Sure. And again, it's it might not be the best song they've ever done, but it's still the Beatles. And how much longer will we have the Beatles?
That's it.
Around?
Get it while you can.
Yeah, crazy. I know. Kristen's like, okay.
I know
it's
an unpopular opinion. I know this was what gets me hate mail on the show. If I say I'm not a dog person and I'm not a Beatles person, but that's okay. But that's okay. For anyone who enjoys it,
you know, to each his own.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
What is your favorite band?
I don't know. I don't have a favorite band.
You have a band. So you like a lot of different.
I like a lot of different stuff. It just depends on the song.
Okay.
Worship one.
You remember my former producer Joe Armacost? We had these battles over the Beatles and the Stones for years.
Yeah. I do like the Rolling Stones, probably a little better.
Okay.
So Joe probably won me on that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, 21 minutes, half hour, 410-922-6680. What are your thoughts on the governor and the Democrats blaming PJM? Marty already weighed in. He said, look, it's the PSC. It's the Public Service Commission that sets the rules. PJM doesn't set the rules. It's the PSC that does that, and the governor controls the PSC. So talking about the PJM with control, it's the governor, really, who has the control, but after all, he does stand with the people. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up next, I'll tell you about my latest encounter with BGE, which happened yesterday. It turned out, and in the end, it's good, but it's a cautionary note for you, because the same thing might have happened to you as well. All right, it's 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there's a new update from this wreck on the Beltway on the inner loop above the BW Parkway. The word is right now they're letting traffic off at the ramp to Nursery Road. This is not going to be good, folks. This is 3 lanes of an interstate getting off to a cattle trail on Nursery Road. So it's time to stay away from the southwest side of the Beltway. Again, if you're coming up from Arundel County, you're back at I-97. You need to work your way over to Route 100, then 100 up to 95. Come up to the Beltway that way. If you're right there at the Parkway, rather than get into that ramp at Nursery Road, south on the Parkway, pick up the airport cutoff and go over to 95, come back up 95. You're completely around that area. You can also go north on the Parkway and go into the city that way, or you can pick up the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound to get around that area. Big mess right now over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny today, mild, upper 60s right now, sunshine, 51 in Annapolis, 43 in Ellicott City. Marty writes in, is Ringo the best drummer in the Beatles? A little play on words there, because the original drummer was Pete Best, and he was replaced by Ringo Starr, a.k.a. Richard Starkey. Of course, I think Ringo was the perfect drummer for the Beatles. I mean, he was a good drummer, and he fit in with the group. And, again, he didn't want to be he didn't stick out like a sore thumb. So I just think that going back, that's why they were called the Fab Four, because they were – history and legends in the making. So let me tell you about, if you've been following the show and for a long time, you realize that, you know, I had a three-year deal with another energy provider, which the Maryland General Insane Asylum rendered null and void. Which I didn't think you could do that with contracts, but apparently the state legislature can supersede any existing contracts. It's amazing because it nullified my third year, and I actually had an 11 cent per kilowatt hour charge, and of course when they nullified that, it jumped to 16 cents per kilowatt hour. And then I did notice that in obviously in January I expected my bill to be higher. It averages around 350 maybe for the year, 300, 350, somewhere in there. And it was a little bit higher based on, because it was cold, remember? And then my, it was about, I guess about $400 or whatever. And then it jumped to $1,000 in February and in March. And that to me was unusual, unacceptable. And so I called BGE, and they said, well, you might have a meter problem. And they were very nice, very, very accommodating. And so they sent a person out to read my meter. I have an old traditional standard meter. I did not opt for the smart meter due to the, at the time, the radio frequency energy that would be running through the house. And so, again, I opted out. Of course, you get charged $5.50 a month for that, but that's okay. I'd rather pay the money than have the radio frequency stuff that going through the house. Anyway, so did call them. They came out. The meter guy read the meter, tested the meter, and then left me a note saying that the meter was indeed accurate and working. I said, okay, well, that's not good because I got a major problem then if these bills are accurate. So get my bill for April. Now, February and March were off, you know, they're off the charts. They were very high bills. And the kilowatt hour usage that I've never seen before, living in my house for 36, 37 years. And so the next thing I do is I get my April bill, and the April bill crashes to 165 kilowatt hours. That's it. That's the lowest amount of usage, the lowest bill I've ever seen. And then there were corrections of nearly $300 on the bill. I said, well, something is off here. So I called yesterday, and then a very nice woman, she went through the bill. I was on the line with her about 20, 25 minutes. And she went through the bill, and she found out that because I have a smart meter, and because of the inclement weather in late January, early February, they didn't send anybody out to read the meter. They estimated. So they estimated my usage, and of course, when they estimated the usage, it was sky high. How come they never estimate it to be really, really low? I guess they want you to feel better when they take the the knife out of your back. But so my estimated usage was over 3,000 kilowatt hours in February and 2,500 in March. Never had that as long as I've lived there. And then in April, I get 165 kilowatt hours. So eventually we find out the reason for the corrections is they corrected the bill. And they obviously amended or revised. And the other thing it did, it put my budget billing up to nearly $600 a month. They corrected that as well. So the reason why I tell you this, and they tried to sell me on the smart meter again, and I said, no, thank you. I'm opting out. But they were very nice, very accommodating. So my cautionary note for you is that if you notice that your February and March bills were really, really high, and if you do not have a smart meter, then you may want to call and see if they estimated. And you can go back. And I had them go back for the entire year to April of last year. I said, how many bills? I was worried that the rest of my charges might have been higher than they should be. But no, she was able to confirm that from April of 2025 until January of 2026, they were actual readings of the meter. Somebody went out and actually read the meter. February, March were the estimated kind, and that's the reason why my bill was so high. But it took me a couple of months to get the answer to that, so just incredible. And yeah, of course, the kilowatt charge is higher now because I don't have a third-party provider. But I just thought you should know that, and hopefully, if and I would imagine that most people would have a cow if they're their bills came in that high to begin with. But just want to give you the benefit of my experience with BGE yesterday. And this is an ongoing battle that we're going to have this summer, maybe down the road with if we don't get more energy into the state somehow. And this governor and these Democrats don't care. They're blaming PJM. That's the new boogeyman. All right, it is coming up on 6:30. Coming up next, right after the news, the president and the energy secretary have proposed something to do with the gas tax to help get some relief at the pump. 6:30, let's get some news headlines in for Maggie. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Governor Westmore will be holding a bill signing ceremony at the State House today. The Utility Relief Act is among the legislation signed into law. The wide-ranging energy bill aims to lower household utility costs and make changes to oversight of utilities and the power grid. Three teens are accused of robbing a downtown Baltimore convenience store using an Orbeez-style gel blaster gun. The 14, 17, and 18-year-old suspects allegedly robbed the store in the 500 block of North Charles Street several times with the toy gun, and they were caught after a robbery on Sunday. Police say the oldest teen was taken to central booking. The 17-year-old was charged at the Juvenile Justice Center, and the 14-year-old suspect was released to a parent. The carjacking suspect, who was shot by police in Anne Arundel County, is facing a number of charges. 28-year-old Jasmine Cooper of Crownsville crashed her vehicle in Severn and took the car of a family member who was trying to help her. Police say when they located Cooper on Pioneer Drive, she struck an officer, two patrol cars, and a civilian vehicle. Officers fired their service weapons at Cooper as she drove at police. Cooper fled the scene and was arrested a short time later. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier will sign a package of legislation to strengthen animal welfare protections today. The bills include a measure regarding animal protection and humane care, expedited hearings for decisions on animal custody issues, and stronger enforcement in cases of animal cruelty. And members of Washington County Indivisible and Hagerstown Rapid Response hold another protest against a proposed ICE facility in Williamsport today. Opponents of the facility will demonstrate in Hagerstown before the Washington County Commissioners meeting beginning at 9 a.m. Both organizations have been holding demonstrations since the county approved a deal that would convert a warehouse into an ICE facility. Up next, there's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
The lottery numbers for last night, pick 3 was 171, and the pick 4 was 7257. Now traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway on the interloop near Nursery Road is pretty much off to the side now. Still see a couple of vehicles and some flashing lights on the side, but the main line of the roadway is back open again. The backup did go back all the way back to I-97, so you're sitting there, but at least now we're moving up at the BW Parkway, so we'll keep an eye on it. It may take 20 minutes or so for all of that to settle down again over on the southwest side. The west side outer loop delay is already there. 795 to Frederick Road, filling in quickly at Hartford Road on the outer loop, and already we're up to about a 5 to 7 minute delay and building southbound now at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pleasant day coming up, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off on vacation. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Stein on Sports brought to you by the Yorktown Social and the game room there. It is a real game changer. Orioles begin their series against the Yankees with a 3-2 win at Camden Yards. Kobe Mayo making up for his error the other night. Hit a go-ahead three-run dinger in the bottom of the seventh inning. Dietrich Ends gets the win and pitching an inning and two-thirds of scoreless relief. And Ballers now one back games. Brent Hedrick was tagged with a loss after allowing one run on two hits. New York has now dropped four straight. Orioles designated hitter Kobe Mayo says it's exciting to help the team.
It's been a while since I feel like I came through in a big moment like that. You got to keep the process going. You can't get too down on yourself. Every at-bat's a new at-bat. Every day's a new day.
Yesterday, it was a Preakness post-position draw for the 151st running of the Preakness this Saturday at Laurel. The morning line favorite, Iron Honor, gets the ninth hole in the 14-horse field. More on that coming up a little bit later on this morning. Ravens have added to their defensive backfield, signing veteran safety Kevon Wallace on Monday. Former Ravens coach John Harbaugh puts his $6 million home on the market, up for sale. He's now been relocated to New York. Reigning champion Oklahoma City Thunder, have locked up their spot in the Western Conference Finals, defeating the Lakers in a four-game sweep, 115-110 last night. The Cavs, even their series against the Pistons, 112-103 in game four there. Elsewhere in Stanley Cup playoff action, continue Monday, Colorado Avalanche beat the Minnesota Wild 5-2 to take a 3-1 lead in their series. The action continues with two more games on Tuesday. The Canadiens will host the Sabres in game four of their series before the Vegas Golden Knights and Anaheim Ducks face off in game five in Sin City. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the game room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
6:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And the reason I shared my story with you regarding my ongoing issues with the bill is because had I not called and inquired about the incredible size of that bill for February, they would not have sent out a person to actually read my meter, thus finding the problem. They would have just estimated the bill, and I don't know if there's an algorithm or something, why it always is higher than it. Why don't they just take the average, you know, for the average temperature and the average usage and do that as an estimate. Instead, it was off the charts. It really was. So you should always question. If you think something's off with your bill, question, give them a call, and they will work with you. But I just a little bit disconcerting that had I not questioned it, I'd have been out probably close to $1,000. Just crazy. All right, speaking of energy, we talked about it yesterday a little bit about the gas prices and the grocery prices, and of course diesel's really off the charts as well. I mean, it's really high. It's $6 a gallon or more in some areas, and America's run on diesel. Basically, most of our trucks that the tractor trailers that are operated on diesel. So a lot of things that we do, we use diesel, and when diesel goes up, it costs more to transport food and goods, and that is passed on to us, the consumers. So we got to get diesel down. We got to get the gas prices down. And one of the things the president is contemplating I think we're going to have, do I have the president first? I forgot which. No, I have Secretary Wright. Okay, thank you, Kristen. Secretary Chris Wright was on with Meet the Press yesterday, Sunday, and he He basically was, they were floating this idea, will the president, what is the president looking to do until, you know, this war in Iran is over? We'll give you an update on that in the MAGA update. But until the war is over, energy prices are going to remain stubbornly high, and right around about $4.50 a gallon right now. I think I saw this morning it was up to $4.54 in some places. And that is what's going to keep grocery prices high. So what is the Trump administration proposing to do?
All measures that can be taken to lower the price of at the pump and lower the prices for Americans, this administration is in support of. We are constantly looking for different ideas. We've taken a number of actions, releasing oil from our strategic petroleum reserves, getting 30 other nations to do that in coordination with us. We revised the EPA regulations on summer gasoline blend to make it easier for American refineries to produce more gasoline. We've been in contact with all American refiners, asking them to do shorter maintenance work this spring so they can keep pumping out more products. So we are working every day to offset this rise in prices because of a critical conflict in Iran to drive prices down, and we're open to all such ideas.
So this is significant what you're saying. You're saying that you, that President Trump, would be open to suspending the federal gas tax?
We're open to all ideas. Everything has trade-offs. All ideas to lower prices for American consumers and American businesses.
All right, so you can see the Trump administration knows this is an Achilles heel going into the midterms, and they are proposing maybe releasing some of our oil reserves from the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which would help a little bit. And again, you could always buy it and replenish it once the prices drop, which they will after the Iran war concludes. And then the president can do that. The president has done that. He's actually did that in his first term as well. And then it's the idea of the refineries that have to gear up for the summer blend of fuel. It's a different blend of gasoline that we get in the summer than we do for winter because of increased driving and atmospherics, things of that nature. So that might help a little bit. And then if you do suspend the federal gas tax, that's 18 cents a gallon. All told, it's predicted that maybe at the top side of things, you could maybe cut or shave, you know, 40 to 50 cents off a gallon. On the low end of things, maybe 18 to 30 cents off a gallon. And right now at $4.50 a gallon, is it that much better if it's $4 a gallon or not? What happens is it's a psychological phenomenon of the trend of it going down. When people see gas prices going down, they feel better about the economy, better about the gas prices and so on and so forth. So I think that's an important thing. I would hope that the president will do that. In fact, the president said yesterday while meeting with a bunch of women in the White House over women's health, maternal health, et cetera, he said he'd be open to reducing the gas tax.
I'm going to reduce until the... Let me tell you, as soon as this is over with Iran, as soon as it's over, you're going to see gasoline and oil drop like a rock. Going to be dropping down like a rock.
Yeah, and I agree with him. I think it will. There are some, might be some long-lasting, things in UAE or perhaps other gas refineries or oil pumping stations that have, have some damage that they have to repair over the next 2 years. There was a report that Iran, because if they don't anywhere where to pump the oil and put the oil, and if these oil pumps or oil wells aren't active, what happens is if they go stagnant, then water starts filling into the oil part where they pump the oil to the surface, and that fouls the oil, fouls the pump. And so what they're doing is they're dumping oil from Karg Island into the Strait of Hormuz, into the oceans. They're dumping oil into the seas so that their oil wells won't be fouled. And so they're now actually committing environmental crimes as well as everything else. Gotta get rid of these guys sooner rather than later. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the southwest side of the Beltway did recover. We're back here at I-97 coming onto the Beltway, onto the inner loop. And earlier we had that wreck about an hour ago. It actually occurred on the inner loop north of the VW Parkway. So now we settle down once again, and we're good to go there for coming up from I-97 and eventually up towards I-95 on the Beltway. Everybody else on the Beltway now starting to see the normal delays. On the Parkville side, the west side delay is already there, and we're getting up to the 10-minute range, maybe a little bit longer. The backups beginning now, southbound 95 and 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel. New wreck on the Dundalk side, Wise Avenue at Merritt Boulevard. Baltimore County went out about 10 minutes ago. Haven't heard anything since. They had a wreck Hartford Road near the Big Gunpowder Bridge. Trying to get an update on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, mild, upper 60s tonight, low 50s, showers and storms possible. Tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 45 and sunny in Pikesville, and it is 49 under sunny skies in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
This could be what we call a big ding-dong.
It's unbelievable. Guess who's making a comeback?
Who?
Sizzler.
Wow.
Yeah, remember Chi-Chi's? We said Chi-Chi's was coming back, and now Sizzler is making a comeback as well. Remember, this is a Sizzler commercial from back in the 80s.
Where do you want to go for lunch? I know where I want to go for lunch. I don't want to spend a lot of money.
Fast food.
Definitely not fast food.
Sizzler.
I don't want to spend a lot of money. So where to?
Sizzler.
They went from over 700 restaurants in the 80s to just dozens, and they went through two bankruptcies, but they have been seeing, they said they've seen an increase in sales and they plan on expanding again. So You may see a Sizzler soon in your town. That would be good.
Well, you know, there is a lot at stake.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember Sizzler. As a kid, I thought that was very fancy. We went there after church.
Did you see Sirloin there? Chuck Whitaker?
Circumference.
The other one was Rustler, right?
Rustler was good.
Rustler was good. So we had Sizzler and Rustler.
Ponderosa.
Ponderosa was good. And then that was replaced by Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
Are we leaving one out? There was another steak chain. Can't remember now. But we'll have to wait and see. Some of these are coming back. Unfortunately, one that may not be coming back is Romano's Macaroni Grill. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This beloved Italian chain had 237 restaurants nationwide. They're down to 9 locations now.
Wow.
That's it. And there was one, I think, over in Timonium, if I remember correctly. That has now since been closed. But so we'll have to wait and see. Maybe they can make a comeback as well.
I mean, in general, I like local restaurants better. I actually rather support them, but I actually think the food is better. But, you know.
Anyway. You know where these are? If you're traveling and you're that's out true. On the road and you something. See, like, on a road sign, there's a Sizzler at the next exit, that's where it really kind of affects, because you really don't know the local as much. Police in Florida, are now investigating two burglars who hopped a fence at a high school, messed around on bicycles and other equipment, and stole 100 hot dogs and ice cream. Chuck, where were you the other night?
No comment.
I'm glad you're being frank.
Oh. Well, maybe they'll catch up with him.
All right. I didn't relish that at all.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Crumble launching. No, that's it for now.
Okay.
Crumble launching the new chocolate toffee cake cup. That includes a cake cup layered with chocolate cake, caramel-infused vanilla mousse, caramel sauce, and bits of crunchy toffee. Now available at Crumble. So, good dessert for you if you're interested. Mm-hmm. All right. So, any other food items you wanted to share with us here, Chuck?
One of our sponsors down here is Peach Cobbler Factory.
Is that right? I've never seen one of those.
Oh, they're so good.
Is that like a cheesecake factory? Or?
It's a smaller version. It's like in a neighborhood shopping center.
Good stuff. Is he one of our sponsors down here?
Right.
He was ready.
Locations throughout Florida: Ocala, Gainesville, Daytona Beach, Orlando, Tampa, Sarasota, Bradenton, and Venice.
How was that initial meeting with the owner of the Peach Cobbler Factory? How'd that go?
It was fine.
I bet
it
was.
Them all.
All right, we'll see you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So do you think President Trump should suspend the federal gas tax in order to bring some relief, tap into the SPR, and change these summer blends? Obviously, they have got polling that I think would indicate that they need to do something to move these gas prices or start moving them in the right direction. And I do think, because I remember gas before the 70-day war started, it was about $2.89 a gallon, and now we're approaching, it's almost $2 higher. So you can see that is impacting people when you fill up. I mean, the psychology now is that people don't want to fill up a full tank. So what they do is they will wait till they get to a half tank and then fill it up. So it's not as much of a sticker shock value. That's people are kind of making these guys. And then we did the story the other day. They're now drilling holes in the bottom of gas tanks, thieves. And draining your gas tank, which, by the way, damages your gas tank. It's very dangerous. It damages your gas tank, and you got to replace that. That's like a $1,500 charge. So I think the president and the Trump administration, they've got to take proactive measures here in the short term to bring some relief, knowing that in the long term it will come.
I agree. And even if Trump doesn't care, or if he feels like it's not because of Iran and there's other things going on and it's not a direct consequence, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't matter. People are feeling it. They're seeing it. You see it every day when you pass, and it's just getting higher instead of lower. And it does affect, even if Trump is not on the ballot, it is affecting all the Republican candidates on the ballots around the country, locally and statewide. So whether or not they have anything to do with it, obviously they don't, but that's how people think and that's how people vote. So I think Trump should do something to help the other Republican candidates.
And remember when the gas prices went up, and that was based on the policy of the Biden administration, nearly $5 a gallon. We had all these stickers of Biden did this on the gas pumps,
yeah.
If you remember that correctly. I have not seen that phenomenon yet. And maybe
the
it's
left,
happened
the
somewhere.
The left can't meme. Yeah. They don't meme, and they're not that quick with funny stuff like that.
True story.
But you're right. Maybe we're lucky.
Thanks, okay. Kristen. 6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Rollback pricing now available. Rescue Natural Supplements, where you can basically get incredible discounts on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, from all the omega-3s to the multivitamins to the Rescue Ideal Weight. You're looking to drop a few pounds, it helps you with that. Or Rescue PM Spray. Helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, or the dissolvables. Any 50 different items, 50 different supplements, all with no side effects, all natural. These are nutraceuticals. So you'd rather take the nutraceutical approach than the pharmaceutical approach for blood pressure, for heart health, for weight loss, for inflammation, etc. And do that right now at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Prices are already discounted when you go back there. They've been rolled back. It's the Memorial Day month sale now at Rescue, and either call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log on to res-q.com.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA. WCVM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCVM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCVM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCVM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Still to come, Governor Moore is getting fact-checked on a couple of claims touting new Maryland businesses. But the data actually shows mixed picture there. I should say mixed picture. And the other is that on this maternal, he's got this new project called the Bridge Project on health for moms. There is some blowback on that as well. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
BW Parkway looks good right here at Hanover Road, Route 100 down to Route 32, and then the traffic northbound from Powderville Road up through 197. Good pace there right now with the lanes clear. And we just made our first check literally now through the Annapolis area, and we're doing fine. Three lanes westbound on the bridge, two eastbound, no problems. Then clear from Whitehall Road to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. Morning buildup, not quite there yet. I would think in the next half an hour, southbound I-97 will be showing some delay there at Route 32. Normal backups now, 10 to 15 minute delays at both the harbor tunnels. Couple of accidents, Baltimore County, Harford Road near the Big Gunpowder Bridge, and then Dundalk. The accident was minor, but still there, Wise Avenue at Merritt Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild, upper 60s today and low 50s tonight. Right now, sunny, 46 in Severn, 46 in Parkville. And once again, joining us, Jeff from Phoenix. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Sean, good morning. Thank you for taking the time this morning. So I was listening to your experience with BG&E. Before I get into that, I find it absolutely fascinating that the governor of Maryland calls the most effective and efficient source of energy for the citizens old and obsolete. What a fool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you, if I heard you correctly, that if you would not have called BG&E, that money that you referenced would have just sort of gone into their coffers. Am I correct in saying that?
Again, that is my assumption, only from the fact that had I not called them to check on my bill, they didn't, and they sent out a person to actually read the meters, and maybe they would have caught it later. Okay, maybe you know, when the weather improved and they actually, because they were reading it for 10 out of the 12 months. So for the 2 months of February and March, they did not read it. They estimated. So maybe I got to give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they would have sent out somebody to read it actually. But would they have corrected it after the fact? I don't know.
All right, so hold on. Don't bury the lead here. When they estimated it, I mean, if I'm going to estimate something, I might take the highest and the lowest, and then choose the middle. And then, did they, during that meter reading cycle, did they on your bill state, Mr. Casey, the meter reading was supposed to be X date, however, we did estimate it, and any error will be corrected in the future, and notwithstanding the fact, notwithstanding the fact, the whole thing that your contract with an outside provider is null and void, that is stunning in itself.
Yep.
But how is this not fraud?
You know, I think
you can't estimate if when you sell airtime, you don't estimate what the airtime is. You know what your fee is for me to, if I wanted to advertise on WCBM.
I think you do raise an interesting point, Jeff, in that the BGE should reveal on your bill when the reading was estimated, or if the reading was estimated.
Exactly.
And the assumption would be it's an actual reading of the meter unless it's not. And for those 2 months, for me, February, March, they were estimated. I had to call to find that out. And then because I was worried that, well, wait a minute, if those, what other months were estimated? So she went back for the entire year and looked at it and said, nope, from April of 25 through January of 26, they were actual reads. And I said, okay, well, that gave me some relief. So, but there was no indication on my, all I got was corrections. I got a $300 correction on my bill. It was not explained why I got the correction. I asked why I got the correction, and she said it was because of the estimated readings.
Okay, so think about this, and I'll leave you with this thought. I know you're up against the clock. There are close to 6 million people in Maryland. If Sean Casey would have not done his due diligence, again, I don't think you would have ever seen that money. But again, like you said, we're speculating here. And real quick, I am Jeff McDonald. I am running for delegate in 42B to represent the citizens of Maryland. Please go to our website, jeffkmcdonald.com, jeffkmcdonald.com. Next Thursday, we are having a fundraiser in Michael's Cafe. Sean, thank you so much for bringing this up. because I think the listeners, if the same thing happened to them, then they need to make the call that you did to get justification.
Very good. Jeff, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Sean.
And the best of luck. And of course, as all candidates are encouraged, if you want to call in to the program here today, no matter what district or any time, this is what we do. And so we encourage you, if you do want to call in and react to that or make a statement, you certainly can. Governor Moore has repeatedly highlighted Maryland's business growth, saying last week the state has added more than 55,000 new businesses and attracted 85 foreign companies since he took office. But the Baltimore Sun reviewed the federal labor data, and it shows that that claim relies on a metric that does not account for business closures, job losses, or whether those companies are still operating. So they showed that separate federal data, in fact, Maryland recorded 60,000 business births from 23 through the third quarter of 25, but actually, there were 99, almost 100,000 business openings, and nearly 99,000 businesses closed. So the net increase is about 1,000 establishments overall, almost a three-year span. That's certainly nothing to crow about. And it could be worse, but it's certainly not. The picture that Governor Moore is trying to paint here is that he's great for business. Maryland's open for business, but in all reality, it is a mixed bag. And as we know, there were a lot of businesses that did shutter their doors during his term. It's 7 o'clock with Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says the Iran ceasefire is on life support after Tehran's counterproposal to a U.S. peace plan fell far short. The U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains in place. The president says his bottom line hasn't changed a bit.
Very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Can't have it. And if they did have it, the Middle East would be gone, Israel would be gone, and it'd hit Europe probably next. We're doing a service to the world. And this has gone on for 47 years. Other presidents and leaders of other countries that have the power should have done it, but they didn't do it.
Mr. Trump says he feels no pressure at all to cave to Iran's demands. A senior Trump administration official says that Israel is helping the UAE defend itself against Iranian aggression.
The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, said Israel sent Iron Dome anti-missile batteries and personnel to the United Arab Emirates to defend the country during the Iran war. At a Tel Aviv conference, Huckabee said, "I'd like to say a word of appreciation for the UAE, the first Abraham Accord member," adding, "Just look at the benefits. Israel sending them Iron Dome batteries and personnel to help operate them." The UAE has not immediately responded to a request for comment over the acknowledgement by Huckabee, though it underlines the growing defense relationship between the countries long suspicious of Iran. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
President Trump is preparing to depart Washington on a state visit to China. Beijing is a key Iranian ally, buying lots of oil from Iran. Could it start buying American oil instead? Stay tuned. Total of 18 Americans they had been on board that hantavirus cruise ship remain in isolation. 16 in Nebraska, 2 others quarantined in Atlanta. Dow futures down 50 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How many times are you going to walk into that outdated bathroom and think, "I really need a bathroom makeover"? Stop putting it off and transform your bathroom and your life in as little as one day with a beautiful, affordable shower makeover from Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. Choose from custom designs tailored to your budget and style, including safety-focused features for beauty and peace of mind.
I've had a great experience from start to finish. The crew that came in, they were so professional. This looks like a marble, beautiful, new shower, and it was done all in one day.
Right now, we're waiving all installation costs, plus offering no interest and no payments for up to 1 year. Call now to schedule your free design consultation and quote. Call 800-384-3305. That's 800-384-3305. 800-384-3305.
with purchase and installation, financing through third-party lenders subject to credit approval. No interest and no payments if paid in full within 12 months. Charge from purchase date if not paid in full. Not all will qualify. Call dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on WCBM. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
The backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels up into the area between 20 and 25-minute delays southbound. We're backed up to Moravia Road on 95. We're backed up almost to Moravia Road on 895. So that's the normal delay. It's there pretty much every day once we get into the normal rush hour, which is just about now on the southbound side. Pretty much the usual stuff on the Beltway as well. 795 to Frederick Road on the west. It's not quite Bel Air Road, but getting there. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, and now some slowing coming through Pikesville on the inner loop between 795 and Park Heights Avenue. If you're out in the Crofton area, there's a new wreck there, Route 450, right at the light at Route 3. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pleasant day coming up. Mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The death of a man whose body was pulled from Baltimore's Inner Harbor in April is being ruled an accident. State medical examiner says 27-year-old Branson O'Dour died from blunt force injuries, with alcohol intoxication and drowning listed as contributing factors. O'Dour went missing after a night out in Fells Point. A Baltimore County financial advisor has been found guilty of insurance fraud. A jury convicted 68-year-old Michael Colo of Parkville on 10 felony counts for acting as an insurance agent without a license. Ocolo pocketed more than $88,000 in commissions after his license was revoked in 2019 for misappropriating premium payments. After Ocolo lost his license, he set up another business, leading to his arrest. And the Mount Airy Town Council has approved funding to cover the cost of a storm siren system. The town's approval comes after the death of 13-year-old Mason Kearns, who was pulled into an uncovered drainage pipe during a flash flood last summer. The town's planning to install two sirens that would automatically activate when the National Weather Service issues a severe thunderstorm, flash flood, or tornado warning. Coming up next, Stein on Sports.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's on vacation. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. Schedule your spring AC tune-up right now for just $99 at Farnan and Dermer. Orioles came back to secure a series opening win against the Yankees last night, 3-2. Didn't have a hit really until the seventh inning, in which Kobe Mayo clubbed a go-ahead three-run homer. Deidre Gens picked up the win in relief, and Anthony Nunez secured his second save of the year. Teams will continue their series tonight. This post position draw, money line favorite Iron Honor gets the 9-hole in the 14-horse field, which will be run at Laurel, 151st running of the Preakness this Saturday. Ravens added to their defensive backfield, signing veteran safety Kevon Wallace on Monday. Former Ravens coach John Harbaugh has put his $6 million home on the market in Owings Mills. NFL regular season will kick off Sunday Night Football with a pair of NFC East rivals. The Giants will host the Cowboys, and then on Thanksgiving Day, a rare NFL matchup. The Cowboys will score off against the Eagles from Texas, as the schedule, full schedule, will be released this coming Wednesday or Thursday. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can get in touch with us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Our email address, am680@wcbm.com. And, of course, you can text into the show. We'll get some of those texts here in just a second using the free WCBM mobile app. If you don't have it, download it today at your app store for either your iPhone or your Android device. Coming up in this hour, more Governor Moore's claims, this time over something called the Bridge Project, are being challenged. We also have some accountability that may be in store for people like Comey, Brennan, Stacey Abrams, and others. We'll get you updated on that as well. But our top story here today, the ongoing battle between the City Inspector General Isabel Cumming and the Mayor Brandon Scott, the Baltimore City Council, etc., continues to rage on. A bid to fast-track the City Council charter proposal aimed at expanding the IG's access to records and resources failed yesterday at City Hall, despite arguments from supporters that the measures needed to strengthen investigations into fraud and corruption. I mean, the Inspector General does have subpoena power and should be able to subpoena any and all records. And the mayor and the City Council should not be able to limit or restrict her ability to do so, despite their personnel concerns. Councilman Mark Conway, who represents District 4, introduced a motion to the council meeting to petition the proposal out of the Charter Review Special Committee, bring it to the full council for consideration. That would have put the bill on a faster timeline, allowing time for the legislation to potentially override a mayoral veto, which the Councilman Conway says he believes is likely.
Are we strong enough or are we too weak to defend the Inspector General's office? And I said this when I introduced the bill initially. There's a thick layer of politics on this, a very thick layer of politics on this, and we all know it.
Yeah, we do, and it comes right down to, in this particular case, a bunch of councilmen have basically looked at it and said, no, we're not interested in accelerating the access for the Inspector General. We're going to drag our feet on this one.
It is extremely important that we operate through the committee process. We don't just go with the first product. We take our time and we do it right.
I personally cannot make laws with a gun to my head. I cannot pass a law that we have not had that deliberative process to really make sure that we get it right.
I've been alone doing this the whole time. I should not have to do this by myself.
This is not legal. It'll be overturned in court, and everybody here values the deliberative process.
I'm committed to getting the legislation right, and I believe the committee should schedule another hearing as soon as possible.
Rather than rush it, let's get it done right. There are a number of other issues that the Charter Review Committee would have loved to have taken up.
Cullen.
No. The motion fails.
Yeah, so there you have it. You heard from Zeke Cohen. And it's interesting, from Zeke Cohen, the City Council President, maybe he fancies himself mayor one day. He wants the same power to obstruct and be non-transparent as Mayor Scott has. I don't think he has any interest at all in giving the Inspector General access. But Odette Ramos, Ryan Dorsey, Zach Blanchard, John Bullock, et al. Council ultimately voted 13-1 against Conway. He was a lone ranger on this one. So he said he was really disappointed, to say the least. And people are counting on the council to get this right. And, of course, they botched it again. So they're not interested in transparency. They're not interested in letting Isabel Cumming do her work unimpeded, unobstructed, Just a bunch of hurdles they put in front of her. And we'll see. There's an ongoing court battle, so maybe the courts will have better results than the city council did last night. But pretty strong message sent from the Baltimore City Council. They don't really care about transparency and investigating how our tax dollars are spent in Baltimore City when it comes to the Inspector General and giving her access to records. She's always had access to. All of a sudden, because of Sidestep and Monzi and whatever, politics rears its ugly head. 713, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
JFX still clear. Ruxton Road through the city-county line all the way into downtown. No issues there. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are in play. A little more traffic now. Inner Loop at Green Spring. The Parkville side is basically Bel Air Road to Providence Road through Delaney Valley Road. And the west side, the usual area, 795 down through Frederick Road. 25-minute delays at least southbound with the heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels, the interchange downtown at Camden Yards. All of that looks good. The Sky Ramp coming up from 95 into the city on 395. That ramp is open. The ramp to the Parkway South is clear, and 95 is actually running okay from downtown out to the Beltway over on the southwest side. Have not seen any major problems now for the traffic since that earlier wreck on the Beltway over on the southwest side. Still running clear with the heavier traffic coming up on the inner loop towards the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Mostly sunny, mild, upper 60s for the high today. Right now, sunny, 48 in the city, 51 in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
As the president begins to engage on his trip to China and Xi Jinping, there is again the ongoing military Operation Epic Fury combat operations in Iran. And I'll tell you what I think is going to happen here in just a second. But yesterday, the president reacted to Iran's alleged peace deal offering.
For the time being, the ceasefire remains in place.
It's unbelievably weak, I would say. I would call it the weakest right now, after reading that piece of garbage they sent us. I didn't even finish reading it. They said, I'm not going to waste my time reading it. I would say it's one of the weakest right now. It's on life support. They understand. These are all medical people. Dr. Oz, life support is not a good thing. Do you agree?
Diagnostic.
I would say the ceasefire is on massive life support, where the doctor walks in and says, sir, your loved one has approximately a 1% chance of living.
Yeah, that's not a good prognosis for sure, and that is something we called it garbage, that the ceasefire is on life support. What I think is going to happen, this is going to be a two-step process. I think the president, as he goes to China, will restart Project Freedom, this with the okay of UAE and the Saudis, because they're the ones that were complaining that they were getting hit, and the U.S. was not helping to protect those countries in the Gulf region. So I think you'll see Project Freedom restart as he goes to China. And when he comes back from China, if the murderous mad mullahs just, they are on life support. They have basically one last chance to get it right. And if not, then I think the bombing of the infrastructure and the rest of the targets will resume upon the president's return to the United States. He's not going to do anything while he was overseas as commander-in-chief. So that's what I think is going to happen. As to the rest of Iran, he put a Truth Social post out yesterday. Iran has been playing games with the United States and the rest of the world for 47 years. Delay, delay, delay. And then finally hit pay dirt when Barack Hussein Obama became president. He was not only good to them, he was great, actually going to their side, jettisoning Israel and all other allies and giving Iran a major and very powerful new lease on life. Hundreds of billions of dollars, $1.7 billion in green cash, flown into Iran, was handed to them on a silver platter. It was so much money that when it arrived, the Iranian thugs had no idea what to do with it. They had never seen money like this, but that money was used for years to kill our people with roadside bombs, destroy protests, recently wiping out 42,000 innocent unarmed protesters. He said, and laughing at our now great again country, they will be laughing no longer. And he had some harsh words for former President Barack Hussein Obama.
Other presidents should have done this. 47 years they've been toying with these stupid people. In many cases, stupid people. This should have been done by Obama. He went the other way. He was giving them cash. He sent plane loads of Boeing 757, took the seats out, and put green cash, $1.7 billion in the plane. Every bank in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland was stripped of their cash. They took out all the cash from the banks. They put it into a plane, a Boeing 757 packed with cash, and they flew it to Iran, and they let these guys just, I don't know what the hell they did with it, but they took it and then gave them billions and billions of dollars and bribed them basically to be friends. And after giving them tens of billions of dollars, they screwed Obama. Okay? That's not the way we play. No, we do it the old-fashioned way. And they should wave. They're very proud. Maybe you won't see a white flag, but essentially, that's already what they are.
Yeah, and he was a disaster, really, when it came to foreign policy, an absolute disaster, especially when it came to Iran. As you know, he said when the winds of get ugly blowing in the direction of the Muslims, he was going to stand with the Muslims, and he proved that over the course of his presidency. Trump administration launching moms.gov with resources for new and expecting mothers. That was in celebration of Mother's Day. As we mentioned earlier in the show, a lawsuit has been filed to block President Trump from painting the reflecting pool blue that goes from the Lincoln Memorial to the Washington Monument. The president announced he was renovating the filthy reflecting pool, said it would be colored American flag blue. And Obama spent $34 million on the reflecting pool. And Rachel Scott and other reporters are questioning President Trump wanting to spend a couple of million to clean it out. They had truckloads and truckloads of garbage at the bottom of the reflecting pool. That's how much some Americans think about their city and their monuments, that they would throw garbage into the reflecting pool. So President Trump is all about beautifying, and much of it being done with philanthropic donors. You're not using taxpayer money. And the president is also donating. I bet you didn't know this. He's donating his salary of $400,000 every year to the White House Beautification Project. So he's not taking the money. He's putting it right back into the White House to make it beautiful again, to make it great again, like he's doing to this country. The president also nominated Carrie Lake as U.S. ambassador to Jamaica. That's after a judge tried to cut her legs off over at the Voice of America. And that's the way it was, 478 days in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available every day. WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook pages. Check it out. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium. Or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Last hour, we had mentioned that there was a burglary of about 100 hot dogs and ice cream down in Florida. We were asking where trucks whereabouts because apparently people had jumped the fence there to get into the school.
I can't jump a damn fence.
And Jonathan just texted in saying, Chuck's not hopping any fence. So he's completely not at fault, not to blame in that that hot dog heist.
Here's the other side of it. I am a fence. I move some products around on occasion.
Yes, you do.
Me hop a fence?
That's right. You're always on the offense. That's right. You hire people to do it for you.
I'm not climbing.
That came from your gal pal, Kristen. She says, you got enough people working for you, they could be jumping the fence 24/7.
On the payroll, hon. I'm going to tell you.
All right, what's it looking like?
The morning backup just arriving now. I-97 southbound at Route 32. We said a half an hour ago. It'd be about a half an hour. There it is. Southbound at Route 32. That's the normal stuff from there. Then it gets better after the bridge at 178. Now looking live. Beautiful morning here going on to the Bay Bridge. Westbound with the three lanes open. Eastbound is nice, very smooth right now on the Bay. And then from there over to the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Nothing major on the Beltway right now, but all the morning backups are there. 20 to 25 minute delays southbound currently at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a sunny day today. Mild upper 60s tonight, low 50s. And then showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon or evening, mid 70s. And things are going to get warm by the weekend. So just get through this chilly morning. Sunny and 50 in Pasadena, 48 in Middle River. And you are, of course, again, this does not surprise me that the vast majority of Democrats, and I think maybe the only reason Mark Conway is for it is because he's running for Congress, and now it's all of a sudden he needs to have some kind of issue to attach to try to unseat the Kwesi Mfume. Otherwise, it'd probably have been 14 zip vote. Let's go to Gene in Timonium. Good morning, Gene.
How you doing, guys?
Fine, sir.
Everybody good? Good. We talked about the gas electric before, and I'm going to make this very short. They called me, and they said, well, they sent me a bill for $1,300, and I thought, this is a lot. This is too much. And I called, and they said, well, we haven't been able to read your meter for 2 years. And I said, well, you check the meter anytime you want. So they went back, and they came back, and they said, we're sorry, it was only $800. I said, and you better check that again because I'm not sure. It's only me, my wife, and my cat, and I don't know what the hell my cat's up to when I'm gone. Anyway.
Unless he's running the vacuum cleaner 24/7.
That's right. Now he wouldn't be doing that. But what was funny was, and they got a hold of me again, or my wife, and when I got home from work, my wife said, you know what? Gas and Electric owes us $1,100. I said, really? She goes, yeah. And I said, why? And she said, because we've been paying them on a budget plan the last 2 years, $200 a month.
So wow.
They should have just kept their mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't check it, like you say, they'll rake you over the coals.
Yeah, and so this they were estimating your meter readings for 2 years?
Yeah, estimation, yep.
Right. And see, I think that should be disclosed in the bill. I really do. I think, you know, and the smart meter was supposed to fix that, but of course, so many of us, and myself included, did not opt for the smart meter. That's their job. You know, their job is to go out. Before smart meters, they would send meter readers out on a regular basis, and they would read the meters. That's how they would. And then we never had these kinds of problems before. It's only after the smart meter came into existence that we started this, and with these estimated readings. That should be disclosed in the bill, and I think if they make a correction on your bill, it should be disclosed why.
Right. Y'all got time for a joke?
Sure.
Chuck goes to the dentist, said, Doc, I cracked my tooth yesterday. Doc said, climb up in the chair. Doc takes a look. Doc goes, I can't even fix that. I'm going to have to give you some Novocaine to pull that out. Chuck says, nope, can't do Novocaine. He goes, well, I'm going to give you some gas. It'll put you in la-la land. You'll go, good night. You won't even know what hit you. And Chuck says, nope, can't do gas. It makes me nauseated. And Dennis says, I don't know what to do for you. Chuck says, I got an idea. You got a glass of water? And Doc says, yeah. And he gives him a glass of water. And Chuck pulls two blue pills out of his pocket, puts them in his mouth, drinks the water, swallows it down. Doc says, what was that? He goes, that's Viagra. The doc said, 20 years being a dentist, I don't know Viagra will help you with the pain. Chuck said, nope, it ain't, but it's going to give me something to hold on to while you yank that tooth out.
No.
See? Everybody thinks Chuck's dumb. He ain't dumb.
That's right. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate that. Hopefully he was listening. Brother. Thanks again so much. We've heard from Fred. Sean, I had similar experience last year. My bill for November of 25 was only $42. It was higher than usual. For October and December of the same year, I am not on an estimated plan. I wonder how many other people had similar experiences. Again, you don't know. If for instance, if you have a smart meter, they do not estimate your bill. All right. So if you've signed up for a smart meter, you can actually read your daily usage of electricity. And like I was with Veep and the emissions, I was not a smart meter advocate. In fact, I just, I opted out and I do get charged $5 a month or whatever it is. But I think they don't indicate to you on the plan. Now, if you have a smart meter, you don't have to worry about it. But if you don't have a smart meter, you have no idea when they're estimating your monthly reading or not. You just don't. Now, sometimes they can't get access to the meter because of ice and snow. That I understand. But just disclose that. Tell us that we couldn't put an asterisk on your kilowatt usage for that month so we know the asterisk means that's an estimated reading. That's all you got to do. It's an easy fix, and that way people will be. But again, you heard one of our, Gene, 2 years. For me, it was 2 months. And, of course, they ended up owing Gene $1,100. They ended up owing me a $300 correction just for 2 months. And I think if you don't challenge it, you're just going to pay it, and they're just going to take the money. And so that's why I think it's so important that you know this. All right, coming up next, is it D-Day for Jim Comey, John Brennan, Stacey Abrams, and others as the Trump administration starts to find its footing on holding some of these people accountable? We'll get into that and more on Governor Moore's claims that are being fact-checked coming up a little bit later on in the hour. Right now it's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. In from Maggie Hunter once again, Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. Governor Wes Moore is calling on the regional power grid operator PJM Interconnection to take action to lower energy bills for Maryland families. Speaking at PJM's annual conference in Baltimore, Moore said the current system is not working and costs are being passed on to consumers. The governor stressed that large data centers should pay their fair share to reduce the burden on taxpayers. The carjacking suspect who was shot by police in Anne Arundel County is facing a number of charges. 28-year-old Jasmine Cooper of Crownsville crashed her vehicle in Severn and took the car of a family member who was trying to help her. Police say when they located Cooper on Pioneer Drive, she struck an officer, two patrol cars, and a civilian vehicle. Officers fired their service weapons at Cooper as she drove at police. Cooper fled the scene and was arrested a short time later. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier will sign a package of legislation to strengthen animal welfare protections today. The bills include a measure regarding animal protection and humane care, expedited hearings for decisions on animal custody issues, and stronger enforcement in cases of animal cruelty. The Baltimore City Council passes a measure to regulate smoke shops across the city. The bill would limit how close smoke shops can be to schools, parks, recreation centers, and each other. And Maryland's sports betting market generated over $9 million for the state in April. According to Maryland Lottery and Gaming, bettors wagered more than $574 million during the month, with sportsbooks keeping about 11% of that total. Nearly $7 million of April's proceeds went to public education through the Blueprint, the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. Now, coming up next, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 171, and the pick 4 was 7257. Now, with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a problem on the interstate now in Rosedale. It's in the express lane southbound on 95. It's after the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So the express lane is having a problem until they get this vehicle corrected. It looks like he hit the guardrail and then became sideways in the express lane. So there is a backup there if you're coming down 95 from the Beltway and you want to get over to the main line, not the express lane. That area is clear, but the express lanes are backed up and the rollback is there now. So it's not going to be long that they'll have it closed, but probably the next 10 minutes or so on the southbound side. Yep, all of our normal delays are there up ahead at both the harbor tunnels. 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. JFX last check was still good with a little more traffic from Ruxton Road coming south through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pleasant day coming up. Mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's on vacation. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Stein on Sports brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. A total game changer. A game changer last night was Kobe Mayo, who had an error that caused the Birds to lose the other night. This time he hits a go-ahead three-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Orioles hold off the Yankees 3-2. The DH says his experience gave him the edge.
Back of my head, he threw me two in a row to start the at-bat, so I've seen it. So, I was happy to put a good swing on it and saw Bellinger kind of take two steps and look at it, and I knew right there it was going to be a homer, so good feeling.
Preakness week, 151st running of the Preakness this Saturday at Laurel Racecourse. The post position draw yesterday. Morning line favorite Iron Honor gets the ninth post position in the 14-horse race field. And that'll be going off some right around 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. The Ravens added their defensive backfield, signing veteran safety Kevon Wallace. Ravens former Ravens coach John Harbaugh puts his $6 million home in Owings Mills on the market, up for sale now again. President Trump, sitting down with Cheryl Atkinson, a full measure on Sinclair Broadcasting, talked about the NFL and how it's charging now for games on streaming services. The president reacted.
You got people that love football. They're great people. They don't make enough money to go and pay this. It's tough. And they could be killing the Golden Goose. I mean, they have that stupid kickoff thing that you can't watch. It's unwatchable. I hate the games where they have the new phony kickoff. I don't think it's any safer. I hope college football doesn't do that.
NFL regular season will kick off Sunday night with a pair of NFC East rivals. The Giants will host the Cowboys. Elsewhere in the NBA yesterday, the Oklahoma City Thunder have now wrapped up a spot in the Western Conference Finals, sweeping the Lakers 115-110. Cavaliers even up their series against the Pistons 112-103 at home in Game 4. And we'll talk about the Stanley Cup in the next half hour or so. At 7:36, time on that to look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social, a massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party
charity games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. 2 Maryland residents have possibly been exposed to hantavirus, according to the health department. Here we go again. I just get this unsettling feeling. Every time Trump was in office and making headway, we had the CCP that, I believe, intentionally released the COVID virus. And they keep telling us, try to assure us that this is no big deal. But it is. It's got a 40% mortality rate. I'm sorry. I think they botched the first virus. Many of the so-called health experts and professionals. I would keep a close eye on this. And if I were the president, I would not dismiss it out of hand. So we'll have to wait and see, because, you know, a lot of this, people get exposed to it, and then they're on the cruise ship or whatever, and they jump on planes, and then, of course, they that's how it spreads worldwide. People should not be allowed to go anywhere near these landfills where they have rat droppings, period. Especially the ones identified with human-to-human transmission, which the Andes strain of the hantavirus has. So, I just would like to see a little bit better coverage of this. I don't want the media to scare people, but at the same time, they give a responsibility to give us the truth. Speaking of which, the truth may start to trickle out. We've seen the last couple of weeks. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. Jump on board, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Senior officials with the Trump administration are signaling that major disclosure regarding the 2020 presidential election is imminent. We told you yesterday we thought something was coming. Monica Crowley, U.S. Government Chief of Protocol, recently asserted the administration will soon unveil evidence supporting claims that President Trump won the election. He did win in a landslide, and we will soon be able to give you evidence about that, she said. Crowley did not elaborate on the specifics of the forthcoming evidence. She's not going to get ahead. But just recently, remember, FBI Director Kash Patel expressed a similar urgency during a Fox News interview with Maria Bartiromo.
I had to come in here and find rooms that they hid from the world. I had to come in here and find access on our computer systems in restricted and prohibited case files that they purposely put in places for no one to see and find. We have found all this information. We are working with our Department of Justice partners, and I am never going to let this go, because they not only have personally attacked the presidency of the United States and President Trump, but they tried to thwart our elections and rig the entire system. And that is not something that is going to stop. That is not something I'm going to allow on my watch. Right. But you just have to remember, they built this disease temple over 20 and 30 years. We've got all the evidence. I can announce on your show that we've got all the information we need. We're working with our prosecutors, the Department of Justice, and their Attorney General Todd Blanche. And we are going to be making arrests. And it's coming. And I promise you, it's coming soon.
Well, we've got all the information that we need. And I will see. Okay. I hope it's not another UFO nothing burger. Because that was. That was an absolute nothing burger. But again, do you really expect the government, I don't care who's running it, to tell us the truth? Especially when you got people like the drone ranger, John Brennan, now admitting there's a legion of deep state officials conspiring to stop Trump.
There's still a legion of professionals in the law enforcement environment, Department of Justice, as well as the CIA and other places, the ones who are refusing to follow politically motivated prosecutions, those who are refusing to support any type of political activities on the part of the Trump administration that are inconsistent with the authorities, the responsibilities of the intelligence community, law enforcement community, and Department of Justice.
Wow. So there's an admission. Oh, yeah, we got folks implanted. Obama, Biden employees implanted the deep state to conspire to stop Trump. Jim Comey's refusing to talk about the other evidence federal prosecutors have against him in an appearance on MS Now since his indictment. He was running his flapping his jaws last time on the indictment. This time he's decided to button up. So we wonder. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley yesterday released records showing the Biden DOJ possessed text messages from Hunter Biden indicating human trafficking violations. Hunter Biden was never charged for violating the Mann Act. Merrick Garland turned a blind eye. But yes, there are emails from two IRS whistleblowers, Gary Shapley and Joe Ziegler, testified with the House Oversight Committee on Government Prosecutors' Preferential Treatment of Human Rights, that Hunter Biden paid for a plane ticket for a woman, likely for sex, potentially for violation of the Mann Act. And the question is whether or not she was underage. So stay tuned on that one. And now the Alabama Attorney General, Steve Marshall, is demanding that the Southern Poverty Law Center hand over all their donor information, fundraising solicitations, and other internal documents after a federal grand jury indicted the SPLC for allegedly funding members of the very hate groups they claimed it existed to dismantle. So we have a federal indictment. Now we have an Alabama state indictment of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And finally, Tulsi Gabbard is now investigating 120 foreign biolabs funded by the U.S. government. More than 40 of these biolabs are in Ukraine. Okay? Just amazing that we're getting this kind of information now. And I did say finally, I have one more thing. Stacey Abrams has now received a subpoena. More on that coming up in just a second. 743, traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
And brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Looks like a new wreck. Northbound 95 coming up towards Washington Boulevard, and right before 395, it's backed up just north of the Beltway, maybe on the shoulder on the northbound side. The wreck in the express lane, southbound on 95 in Rosedale, still blocking that express lane south of the Chesico Avenue Bridge. So now anybody south from the Beltway, we have a delay in the express lane. There's also a delay on the other side in the straight through lanes on 95. So factor that in. Because of that delay, the backups going in to both the Harbor Tunnels are slowed up just a bit because that traffic is now backed up into Rosedale on the southbound side. Also looks like a new problem now if you're leaving Essex and Middle River. The wreck appears to be northbound on Route 702 right before you make the merge at the Beltway ramp. I looked at the Beltway coming up from Back River. Wasn't a backup there, but there is a delay on 702 northbound. The summer driving season is just around the corner, so let Bernie's Automotive check your tires, your brakes, cooling systems, hoses, and more. Stop by today. See Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild today, upper 60s for the expected high, low 50s tonight, tomorrow showers, thunderstorms possible, mid 70s. Right now we're looking at 46 and sunny in Forest Hill, 50 degrees in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs, and Jeff in downtown Baltimore is our contestant today. Jeff, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. We do have some sad news to share, though. One of our listeners and regular callers and contestants, Kurt from Edgewater, has passed away.
Wow.
Kurt Schumacher, age of 70, passed away on May the 9th at his home. He was having some, he was in and out of the hospital recently. And so Kurt is the guy, if you might remember, that would regularly...
Chuck's nemesis.
Yeah, Chuck's nemesis here on the program.
Well, Brooks Villains.
Yeah, exactly. What a great guy, and he was a great contestant, and he loved his horse races, especially the Triple Crown, according to his obituary. And again, he grew up in Landover Hills, so he's from PG County originally, and and settled in Edgewater. So we are going to miss. May he rest in peace.
Bless his heart.
May God accept his eternal soul.
He'll be missed.
All right, Jeff, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
First, second, or last. All right. Good luck to you. Story number one. Remember Rock'em Sock'em Robots when you were a kid?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, now AI-powered life-size version of Rock'em Sock'em robots is now from a new guy by the name of Zunji Zhang at Shift Robotics. Time Magazine's calling it the best invention of 2026. It's going to set you back a few, though. The life-size version of Rock'em Sock'em robots sells for $25,000. Mm-hmm. Story two, the White House has identified a treatment course for those suffering from acute cases of TDS. The treatment of trusting in Trump, listen to the national anthem, and limit fake news. Don't be a panickin', they wrote on RX script. But for the really intense cases, like Tucker Carlson's strain, they are prescribing Grow-A-Set, testicular fortitude capsules.
Oh, Grow-A-Set.
And story number three, a toilet was left on the Columbus pedestal in Little Italy in the last few days. On it, it read a century of black history, commemoration 1926 to 2026. All right, story one, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, life-size version. Story two, the White House prescribes Grow-A-Set for TDS individuals. A story three, a toilet left on the Columbus statue pedestal in Little Italy. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker.
Well, two.
All right, one for two. Kristen?
Yeah, I can see anything being true with AI, and there's all kinds of weird protests or statements or whatever. So I think I'll go with number two. The White House is a master at trolling, but I don't know if all of that was true, so I'll say two.
All right, Kristen goes for two. Jeff?
I'm going to go with two. I think that's a little bit much.
All right. Nobody votes for story number three, the toilet left on the Columbus pedestal in Italy. That is a shocking true story. And story number one gets no votes, the life-size version of Rock'em Sock'em robots. That is our fake news story of the day.
Come on.
Sorry about that, Jeff. Thanks for listening, playing the game. Appreciate that. Yeah, no, they you talked about it, Kristen. They are experts at trolling, and this was a great...
Okay, well, I missed that.
This was a great troll. Grow-A-Set, testicular fortitude capsules. Each capsule contains testicular fortitude equivalent to one testicle. Two capsules daily.
I don't know if he's the worst enemy the White House has, but okay. Yeah. I would maybe go for the Democrats, but all right.
Exactly. All right. So, Father, we're shocked to learn of Kurt's passing, really. That's some sad news. And
Shame. He always tried to get me.
He did. And frequently did, though.
He'd get me once in a while. Yeah. I wouldn't let him know it, though.
Right, exactly.
It was fun to listen to. And he did call in, you know, to our show and other shows as well on serious political topics. I mean,
yes,
I think he was
did.
A great patriot. He was a great listener of CBM. He was a lot of fun to talk to me. I would talk to him on the phone. You know, after he would win, I had to go back on and get his information. And he'd be like, oh, I have one more joke for Chuck. I didn't get it in, but I'll save it for next month. He would mark on his calendar when the 30-day deadline was up so he could call back and harass Chuck. So
yeah, I think Kurt, on a lot of occasions, deliberately chose to lose.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. He didn't want to win.
Oh, yeah.
Then he could call back
right
sooner.
Back.
Yeah. Exactly.
He'd be back the next week.
The real prize was, yes, harassing Chuck.
Yeah, it's always
what he was doing.
Always sad to lose a beloved listener and a great patriot, as you said, Kristen.
God bless your brother.
And Kurt Schumacher, may he rest in peace. Thanks,
indeed.
Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, Governor Moore has some more of his claims fact check. Top of the hour, Maryland health officials, again, as we mentioned, with the hantavirus. We'll talk about that. The Supreme Court greenlit, I should say, Alabama. And the GOP in California, some interesting things going on in California that we're going to share with you as well. So stay right where you are. And have you heard about the Laurel High School Fight Club videos? There's some nasty, serious stuff going on at Laurel High School, and we'll talk about that in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market, so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just spotted a new problem on the Bay Bridge, and the report is it's debris in the right lane on the westbound main span. So right now, just the center and the left-hand lane are moving onto the bridge. So if you're coming over from Route 8, you're coming onto the span, you'll see the right lane has the red X from there, and hopefully they'll get it out of there quickly. But in the meantime, we're getting that delay on the northbound side. We'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, if you're coming up through Essex Middle River, the wreck was northbound 702. Coming up to the Beltway, the accident in the express lane southbound I-95 in Rosedale. The express lane still affected there after the bridge at Chesico Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Sunshine, mild, and highs in the upper 60s, low 50s tonight. Rain coming back tomorrow. Right now, sunny at 50 in Millersville, and it is 52 in Stevensville. 7:54, well, in the first hour, if you missed the show, don't forget we start at 6 a.m. each and every morning. We told you that Governor Moore and the Democrats have shifted the blame on their new boogeyman, PJM Interconnection, the grid regional grid manager for our energy in 13 states, and including here in Maryland and D.C. And so never mind that their policies, their green radical agenda, and their basically hatred of fossil fuel has led us to this crisis where we're importing 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania, and things are not looking up. And so they fail to blame themselves. They fail in shutting down the fossil fuel coal burning plants and giving us these, this green energy, the solar and the wind and so on and so forth. In no way, shape, or form will be close to anywhere meeting the needs of our energy in the state of Maryland for decades, years to come. So they've completely tried to wash their hands, and now the boogeyman is PJM, not the PSC, the Public Service Commission, which is controlled by the governor. So we had that, and then him crying about that they've had 60,000 births of businesses, and they had record job creation and business. And we look at the federal data, and we fact checked him on that, and no, the net number of jobs or businesses that I should say businesses, not jobs, is 1,100. In 3 years, that's all, 1,100. According to federal labor data, we've had, again, 100,000 businesses that have opened up and 99,000 businesses that have closed. So it's about 1,000 businesses total in 3 years. Not a good track record. And now the governor has got this new cash assistance program for mothers coming to Maryland to boost low-income families in coordination with other supports. He was on Defeat the Press Sunday announcing Maryland's Capital's new partnership called the Bridge Project.
At oftentimes, these discrepancies, they are generational, they are concentrated, and oftentimes intentional. We're just now announcing that something called the Bridge Project, where it is something that's going to focus on in providing cash assistance to mothers who are both prenatal and then postnatal mothers, to be able to provide cash assistance for them.
Through the program, 150 expecting mothers will receive direct cash assistance totaling $20,000 per family over 3 years. Participants will be pulled from Maryland's three Enough communities, and they are Cherry Hill, Park Heights in the city, Hagerstown in Washington County. But wait a minute, Delegate Matt Morgan says he chairs the Freedom Caucus. He took to social media to express concerns over a recent budget decision that transferred funding away from maternal health programs. During the 2025 budget debate, Morgan highlighted the reallocation of funds intended to address child morbidity.
We're taking money away from a program that helps solve child morbidity.
Yeah. So they took money away from that program instead. And this is part of the smoke and mirrors of balancing budgets here in the state of Maryland. And Morgan went on to criticize Governor Moore. And the question is, where is this money coming from? We're being told it's from private donors, from philanthropic sources. But wouldn't you like to see who exactly is donating this money? And do they happen to be Governor Moore donors?
If they really actually believed what he was saying on Meet the Press, he wouldn't have transferred $6.7 million out of that fund this session.
$6.7 million. So we have to do the math on the 150 families on getting $20,000 each. But it is interesting. It may just be a wash, you know. And this is how wink, wink, you know, if you donate to my new bridge project, I can save $6.7 million and put that as part of the budget process. So, again, it's just the disingenuousness of this governor, the embellishing, the pattern, the non-transparency. Transparency, the lies that he've told people, no one, leave no one behind, and also the, I stand with the people. Of course, he's a lot of property owners and farm owners and landowners in North County, Baltimore, Carroll County, Frederick County that would beg to differ as to whether or not you're doing anything to help keep their land and save us from the MPRP project. All right, coming up next, right after the 8 o'clock news, we'll take a look at the Laurel High School fights. Well, somebody's got to stop this, and they've got to stop it soon. Somebody's going to get killed at this high school. My good buddies, Mayor and Mayor, that run Town Appliance, they're celebrating their spring Black Friday sales event right now. If you are in the market for any appliance whatsoever, as I am, I'm still trying to have something adapted to my water line now to adopt a new fridge. But as soon as that happens, I'll be getting my new refrigerator from Town Appliance. And they have over 70 different brands from every different kind of budget, high-end like Bosch and Sub-Zero and others. And, of course, they've got the GE Profile and LGs, you name it. They got it all, 70 different brands on display in their showroom right now. Competitive pricing, five-star customer service. That's Town Appliance. They're right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs, and make sure you tell either mayor that I told you to visit. It's 8 o'clock. Stick with us here on Casey & Company on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBM Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Kuwait is accusing Iran of dispatching an armed Revolutionary Guard team to attack an island in the Mideast nation. Kuwait has come under repeated attack by Iran during the war. President Trump dismisses as garbage Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal, raising the specter of further American military strikes on Iran. The president says America is doing a service to the entire world by denying the death to America regime nukes.
They're lunatics having a nuclear weapon. I deal with them. I deal with them. I say it to them. I say, you people are crazy. I deal with them. They talk differently. I say, you're crazy. You're crazy people. You're nuts. You're not having a nuclear weapon. They think they can talk me into it, and then they don't do very well with it. But they know how I feel. They can't have a nuclear weapon. They would use it within an hour after getting it.
The president is set to leave for Beijing for talks with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi. The American Enterprise Institute's Matthew Continetti says president will be negotiating from a position of strength.
I think he wants that big trade deal that he's been seeking with China throughout his two terms. And here, I think we have to be a little bit wary right now. I think America has a lot of economic leverage over China at the moment. And you consider the effect of the tariffs on China. You look at how our economy is doing. We just had a fantastic job report.
Continetti on the Salem Radio Network. The president will be accompanied to China by an entourage of American tech, industry, and finance leaders. Stung by the Virginia Supreme Court's rejection of their extreme gerrymandering plan, Virginia Democrats now making a long-shot appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court ruled the 10-to-1 Democrat advantage map runs afoul of the state's constitution. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 12 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven you can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on WCBM with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're moving traffic again on the Bay Bridge, and they've reopened the right lane. That was debris in the right lane, westbound main span. Picked up now, and all three lanes are open. That little backup there, almost back to Route 8, and now that's improving, so it should be okay. A lot of that heavy traffic now still has to work its way over eventually towards Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge, and then your morning backup coming down the hill from I-97. Towards Route 32. The accident in the express lane, still there. Room to get by now. It's on 95 in Rosedale after the bridge at Chesico Avenue, but there's a medic unit sitting there in the median, so keep an eye out for that. And we have a new wreck in the construction zone, Harford County, northbound 95, blocking the right lane at the 76-mile marker. That's at Route 24 on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pleasant day coming up, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore will be holding a bill signing ceremony at the State House today. The Utility Relief Act is among the legislation that will be signed into law. The wide-ranging energy bill aims to lower household utility costs and make changes to oversight of utilities and the power grid. Three teens are accused of robbing a downtown Baltimore convenience store using an Orbeez-style gel blaster gun. The 14, 17, and 18-year-old suspects allegedly robbed the store in the 500 block of North Charles Street several times with the toy gun, and they were caught after a robbery on Sunday. Police say the oldest teen was taken to central booking, the 17-year-old charged at juvenile justice, and a 14-year-old suspect was released to a parent. A Caroline County fire killed 35,000 chickens on Sunday afternoon. The state fire marshal's office says that fire started in a chicken house in Federalsburg and caused an estimated $500,000 in damage. It took 60 firefighters more than an hour to put out the blaze. Investigators think an electrical or mechanical failure of a tunnel fan in the chicken house started that fire. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the
town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary is off on vacation. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer. Bergs start the Yankee series off with a big win. And the guy who was the GOAT the other night, Kobe Mayo, with his throwing error, is now the hero with a three-run homer in the seventh inning. Dietrich Danz picks up the win in relief. Anthony Nunez scores his second save of the year. Two teams continue the series tonight. Patriots position post-position draw yesterday. Moneyline favorite Iron Honor gets the number nine hole for the 151st running of the Preakness this Saturday at Laurel with a 14-horse field. Ravens added to their defensive backfield, signing safety Kevon Wallace on Monday. He appeared in just three games with the Texans last season, recording nine total tackles. Former Ravens coach John Harbaugh puts his Owings Mills home, valued at $6 million, up for sale. The reigning champion Oklahoma City Thunder have locked up their spot in the Western Conference Finals, sweeping the L.A. Lakers with a 115-110 victory last night. The Cavs evened up their series against the Pistons, 112-103 at home in Game 4. Elsewhere, we look at the Stanley Cup, and the fact of the matter that last night there was action in both the Eastern and Western Conferences, and the Canadiens ended up beating the Sabres. Hang on a second, I lost my cup. Oh, there it is. Attached to my other ball. Avalanche beat the Wild 5-2 to take a 3-1 lead in the series. And Canadiens are hosting the Sabres in Game 4 of their series before the Vegas Golden Knights and Anaheim Ducks face off in Game 5 in Sin City. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680,
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can email us AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the city councilman who wants to repeal term limits for the city council. Also, the Supreme Court greenlighting redistricting in Alabama. We'll take a look at what's happening in California. Is the worm starting to turn in the Golden State? Fingers crossed, we shall see. But our top story here today, we've long talked about public safety in our public schools, student safety, teacher safety, et cetera. And it is, again, even with school resource officers, it appears to me that many of our public schools are not a safe place to send your children. We had the brawl that started at Dunbarton Elementary, spilled over at the bus stop on York Road in Towson. But what's going on at Laurel High School should catch the attention of every school official, every school resource officer, and I would hope legislators from Prince George's County, which are dominated by the Democrats. There are no Republicans representing Prince George's County, which is where I grew up in Bowie, and went to school in Hyattsville. down at the meth. Videos of student fights spreading across social media from inside Laurel High School. Education and law enforcement officials now are largely silent, offering few answers about campus safety, even after police were called to quell multiple incidents during the last week. This has been going on for the last 3 years. If you go on X and plug in the Laurel fight page into the search field, you will see 17, at least 17, cell phone videos of students fighting, brawling, attacking one another, some with physical injury. Most of the videos appear to show brawls that broke out spontaneously inside school hallways or just outside the school entrance. The fights recorded by bystanders with cell phones. Occasionally adults race in to break up the fight. You see fights of teenage boys briefly brawling inside the school bathroom. There seems to be some of them are prearranged, mutually agreed upon battles. Others just break out spontaneously. The Laurel fight page has videos of girls brawling in a crowded school hallway, punching, kicking, pulling hair. Some of the skirmishes are in crowded hallways, the fights touching off chaos among non-combatants who are screaming and trying to flee or to maneuver to get a closer look or to record it. The superintendent for communications at Prince George's County Public School System, Denise Douglas, said most of the videos are posted from last year. There's only one so far for this year. But so far, there have been 18 reported fights this year compared to 22 last year at Laurel High School alone. That's one high school. How many other high schools are seeing this kind of behavior? Repeated behavior. This is savagery, is what it is. And they don't care because there are security cameras in the hallways and in the classrooms. One teacher said when the bell rings, they don't even bother going into class. They just stay in the hallways, milling about and doing whatever they want. They don't listen to anybody. There's no discipline. There's no accountability whatsoever because the mindset of today's juvenile, not all, but many, is they'll do whatever they want, whenever they want, and nobody is able to hold them accountable. Coming up, we'll tell you the response from Prince George's County school system, from their so-called leadership down there. These people have all the leadership skills of a caboose. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Caboose Johnson.
I think off a little bit. See, I only have a one-track mind, so I don't
know. Yes, you do. Don't mean to derail you.
Okay. Mr. Casey, whatever you say, it's your show. It's fine by me. Northbound 95 here at Route 24. You know, we always talk about this construction. They work during the day a lot of times. And this time, there's a wreck in the construction zone northbound at Route 24. A lot of activity there. They have some barrels out in the right lane to protect the accident scene. And it looks like several vehicles are involved. So there's a backup there. 76-mile marker. If you're north of Mountain Road, you'll need to be to the center and the left-hand lane as you're traveling through there. Earlier, we had the problem in the express lane southbound on 95 coming down through Rosedale at Chestico Avenue and through that area. But now the accident is mostly cleared. So that part of the backup is starting to loosen up. But we're still looking at delays and the heavy traffic south up ahead at both the harbor tunnels. The Beltway with the normal delay is still slow on the Parkville side through Pikesville down the west side, and the JFX southbound is beginning to fill in between Ruxton Road and the city county lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, mild and high in the upper 60s, low 50s tonight, showers and storms tomorrow, mid-70s. The expected high right now, we're looking at 52 in Glen Burnie, and it is 53 in downtown Baltimore. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, it is time once again to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. Well, after, on this day, May 12th in 1780, after a siege that began on April 2nd of that year, Americans suffered their worst defeat of the Revolution on this day in 1780 with the unconditional surrender of Major General Benjamin Lincoln to British Lieutenant General Sir Henry Clinton and his army of 10,000 at Charleston, South Carolina. With the victory, the British captured more than 3,000 American patriots and a great quantity of munitions and equipment, losing only 250 killed and or wounded in the process. Confident of British control in the South, Lieutenant General Clinton sailed north to New York after the victory, having learned of an impending French expedition to the British-occupied northern state. He left General Charles Cornwallis in command of the 8,300 British forces in the South. South Carolina at that time was a deeply divided state, and the British presence let loose the full violence of a civil war upon the population. First, the British used loyalists to pacify the patriot population. The patriots returned the violence in kind. The guerrilla warfare strategic employed by patriot Francis Marion, Thomas Sumter, and Nathaniel Greene throughout the Carolina campaign of 1780 and 81 eventually chased the far more numerous British forces into Virginia, where they eventually surrendered at Yorktown a year and a half later. Having suffered the humiliation of surrendering to the British at Charleston, Major General Lincoln was able then to turn the tables and accept Cornwallis's ceremonial surrender to General George Washington at Yorktown on October 20, 1781. And even though there have been many victories and battles in the Revolutionary War, that one was a reminder of the full measure of devotion, that blood and treasure, the sacrifice that our founding fathers had to pay, and that later on in the Civil War, over 600,000 Americans would pay the ultimate sacrifice in going on in that ongoing battle for freedom in World War I, World War II, and subsequent wars. This is the price that freedom does exact on many people, including most of our founding fathers and fellow Americans. And it is our duty, our obligation as Americans to honor their sacrifice by registering to vote, getting out to vote, whether it's early voting in person or on election day. It's the least that you and I can do to pay tribute to these founding fathers, to these people who actually fought and bled for our freedom. Keep that in mind as early voting starts on June 11th next month. And that is America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:20, time once again to check in with the chief counselor at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
If Nino gives up politics, watch out. He did a great job.
Yeah, he did an amazing job. So proud and happy for Nino. I remember when he was started under Tom Marr's tutelage many, many moons ago, and he's really blossomed into a great guy.
He did a great job. I want to thank all the folks that came out to the Spring Festival in Owings Mills on Saturday. It was great. The weather cooperated. The bands were great. And we met a lot of WCBM listeners, people who enjoy our little Tuesday interludes. So I want to say hi to them. Gave out T-shirts and polo shirts that we have. And also had one interesting quick conversation that I'll pass along that is legal, that somebody asked me, one of the listeners asked, if you're stopped at a stoplight, it wasn't him, I don't think it was him, I think he was talking about some family member, but who knows. Anyway, the person was stopped at the stop sign and got slammed in the rear, and the police came, and it turned out that the driver who was slammed in the rear had been drinking and actually was ended up being charged with a DUI. And the question is he still able to make a claim under negligence? And the answer is yes, as long as the driver that got hit was not doing anything to potentially be contributory negligent, he can recover, even though he was drunk. Now, as long as he was just sitting at the light and there was a red light, you know, if he was sitting at a green light, maybe it'd be different, but if he's sitting at a red light and he didn't do anything wrong driving-wise to contribute to the accident, he would be able to recover. So that was an interesting little interlude. But again, it was great to see everybody. Listen, we're there for you. Obviously, people like having us available just about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So give us a call, 410-363-6848, whenever. If it's after hours, you get our live answering service, and Yolanda and the girls know exactly where to get us, and we'll get right back to you. So thanks, Sean. Great to have you back. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you next week, Michael. Thanks so much. Great advice from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Don't forget 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. Make sure you check them out, and they're there for you should you ever need them. So we're talking about this. You know, how do we stop this? That's the question that I have for you. How do we stop this ridiculous fighting, brawling, threatening behavior in classrooms, in our public schools? They don't put up with it in the private schools because you're paying money there, and if you do that, you get expelled. Out you go. But the argument against expelling these students is, where are they going to go next? They're back on the streets. They're not getting any prior. Anybody that's fighting like that in schools on a regular basis, their parents don't care. So you would think that if it were me and my child was caught fighting at school, I'd be up at that school lickety-split. And there would be hell to pay. But a lot of parents don't care, apparently. So we'll talk about that, how we fix it, and some other issues at Laurel High School and the Fight Club there. 823 traffic, weather on the threes. Now the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there's a backup on 95 in Harford County, and now even the southbound side is backed up at Route 24 near the 76-77 mile marker. The problem is there's a wreck on the northbound side in the construction area, and State Highway and Chart has decided to turn the camera, not looking at the wreck, but looking further north. So we'll see if they'll turn that back so we can get an idea what continues to go on there. But I can tell you this, the southbound traffic is looking at it, and there is a backup there. So if you're coming down from Belcamp and you're working your way south on 95, they're looking at the wreck on the northbound side. So again, be prepared for that. There's a medic call on the Beltway, the outer loop near Washington Boulevard. I just looked at the camera on the southwest side. You'll have a delay there coming down from Wilkins Avenue towards Washington Boulevard. So heads up for the brake lights. The rest of the Beltway continuing at the normal delays, and our backups are still pretty solid southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine, upper 60s today, low 50s tonight. Right now, sunny, 53 in Annapolis, 50 in Reisterstown. And we're talking about Laurel High School fight videos spreading online as many officials are staying remarkably silent. The communications director of PG County Schools have confirmed there were a couple of fights on May 1st and May 4th, and both those fights, the students involved were suspended. But do you think that's punishment? I don't think it is, because I don't think kids care. I think they look at it as it's a day off. They don't have to go to school. So the suspensions, although it does remove them from the classroom at large, it is not a punishment. Expulsion, you expel them, and then they're back out on the streets, and then they're wreaking havoc on the streets. So what is the answer here? I hearken back to when I was in, of course, I went to private school, and one time I didn't do my homework, and I made up some excuse to the teacher, and, you know, I obviously was lying, and she knew it, and so she sent a notice home to my parents. And my parents read it and said, brought me in and said, well, I just talked to Miss O'Rourke. And Miss O'Rourke said that you didn't do your homework and that you didn't tell her the truth about why you didn't do your homework. And so in the next week, you're going to be in the do nothing row. So I wasn't the only one, but there were a few others in the do nothing row. And we did nothing. We sat in the row. We didn't do homework. We didn't do schoolwork. We didn't go to recess. We were allowed to go to the bathroom. and do our and eat our lunch, but we sat and did nothing for 1 week. And let me tell you, I was so bored. I felt like I was so excluded from the rest of the cut off from the class that I never wanted to not turn my homework in again. Now, that's a small example, but maybe we need some kind of do-nothing room or something, some kind of where those that want to misbehave, those that want to brawl, they don't get suspended, they get expelled, they get placed in a room where we play nothing but classical music for the whole day. And they're not allowed their phones, no videos. They just sit there and do nothing and twiddle their thumbs. And so they don't get off with a free day. They don't get expelled. And all you have to do is, you know, maybe a few people to watch, a school resource officer or somebody else, and just let them sit there and do nothing and contemplate their future. I don't know, just thinking outside the box here. Maybe you have some thoughts as to what we could do. Apparently, the people in charge don't care. Laurel High School Principal Michael Dinkins did not respond to the Sun paper on the phone messages or to the hand delivery to the Sun's business card by a school resource officer. PG County Superintendent of Schools Sean Joseph did not respond. Tiffany and Dorfel, elected PG County School Board member, did not respond. Apparently, nobody really cares. Everybody knows that this is a problem. Nobody really cares. We are basically sacrificing the future of these children. Now, there are good students at Laurel High School that want to go there, that want to learn, but the educational environment is disastrous. When you have people walking in the hallways and they could be caught up in a brawl or a fight or attacked or harassed or bullied. So I think the big problems, two things in public schools that led to the downfall of many of these schools. One, the removal of prayer in our public schools, and two, corporal punishment. And I know, can't say that, Sean. Uh-uh. I got news for you. You know, I was on a couple of occasions, I got spanked, and believe me, I didn't want to get spanked again. And so it's something, I know it's a different world now, but there's something we said about discipline in our schools. There is no discipline in our schools. The teachers are defenseless. The administrators can't really administrate based on the kids. It's the inmates running the asylum. So if you have suggestions, I'd love to hear them from you today. And we'll do that here right after the 8:30 news. But something has got to give. Laurel is just, a symptom of the disease. It's happening in every public school and in some cases private schools as well. By the way, if you or someone you know is a veteran or first responder using an FHA loan, you got to ask about Vinny Steele's Guaranteed Close program, giving you assurance and a guaranteed competitive edge. You know, for the last 10 years on WCBM, I've been telling you about Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, because his results and guarantees, they really are different. He has over 12,000 buyers in waiting, which means your home may already be sold. And he's helped thousands of families over his 23 years in real estate. Vinny's upfront written guarantee is simple and it is powerful. He'll sell your home at 100% of market value, or he'll pay you the difference, or just buy it at a price and a time frame agreeable to you. Your home is sold, guaranteed, right? When you're ready to sell your Maryland or Lower Pennsylvania home, do your homework. Call the expert that I would trust to call to sell mine. Call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or go to VinnySteele.com. It is 8:30, time for the latest news headlines with the update in for Maggie Hunter. Here's Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. Governor Wes Moore is calling on the regional power grid operator PJM Interconnection to take action to lower energy bills for Maryland families. Speaking at PJM's annual conference in Baltimore, Moore said the current system is not working and costs are being passed on to consumers. The governor stressed that large data centers should pay their fair share to reduce the burden on taxpayers. Moore warned that continued inaction could drive energy bills even higher, which he called unacceptable. The Baltimore City Council passed a measure to regulate smoke shops across the city. The bill limits how close smoke shops can be to schools, parks, recreation centers, and each other. A bill was also introduced last night that would allow the city to more quickly shut down repeat offender smoke shops for the illegal sale of cannabis and other substances. City Council President Zeke Cohen says Baltimore has more than 1,200 tobacco retailers, and some illegally sell unregulated, potentially dangerous drugs. He says under the new legislation, the city could padlock nuisance smoke shops that are found guilty by the Consumer Protection Board. The death of a man whose body was pulled from Baltimore's Inner Harbor is being ruled an accident. The state medical examiner says 27-year-old Branson Odour died from blunt force injuries with alcohol intoxication and drowning listed as contributing factors. Odour went missing after a night out in Fells Point, prompting a days-long search by police, family, and friends. His body was recovered from the harbor in mid-April. And Maryland sports betting markets generated over $9 million for the state in April. Nearly $7 million of those proceeds went to public education through the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. Coming up next, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air, SOLOAXACA for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 171. The pick 4 was 7257. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Delays continue. I-95 in Harford County. There's an accident northbound at Route 24. The southbound traffic is looking at it. So as a result, we have delay now right around the 76-77 mile marker along I-95, both north and southbound. Keep in mind, there was a medic call on the Beltway on the outer loop around Washington Boulevard, Hollins Ferry Road in that area. Traffic had been a little bit slow going by there. Right now, we're back looking live at both the harbor tunnels. We're still backed up to at least the Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road on 895 and 95 South. Still very slow coming in to the Fort McHenry Tunnel from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pleasant day coming up. Mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's on vacation. He returns to the fold tomorrow. Stein on Sports brought to you by Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. Total game changer. So the Orioles start off the series against the Yankees in good fashion. Kobe Mayo, who cost the ball club a game the other day on an error, comes back with a three-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning to propel the Orioles to a 3-2 win. Dietrich Enns credited with the victory, pitching an inning and two-thirds of scoreless relief. The Birds have won now back-to-back games. And we'll do it all again tonight at Camden Yards. Some injury updates on the Orioles, and that is Jackson Holliday is taking the next step. He's heading to Norfolk. And again, his minor league rehab assignment will move from Double A Chesapeake to Norfolk on Tuesday. And he's still recovering from that fractured hamate bone in his hand and wrist. Elsewhere, of course, Ryan Helsley is not throwing yet. And he hopes to start throwing soon. And he talked to media yesterday for the first time since being placed on the injured list just several days ago. So hopefully to get some of these injured players back could make a difference. Post position draw at the Preakness yesterday. The money line favorite, Iron Honor, gets the ninth post position at the 151st running of the Preakness, 14-horse field at Laurel Race Course this year. Ravens add to their defensive backfield, signing veteran safety Kevon Wallace on Monday. Ravens, former Ravens coach John Harbaugh, puts his $6 million home up for sale in Owings Mills. NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City completes a four-game sweep of the L.A. Lakers with a 115-110 victory. They're now into the Western Conference Finals. The Cavs even up their series against the Pistons, 112-103 at home the other day. Stanley Cup playoffs continued on Monday. The Avs beat the Wild 5-2 to take a 3-1 lead in the series. That action continues two more games on Tuesday. The Canadiens host the Sabres, and the Vegas Golden Knights and American Anaheim Ducks, rather, face off in Game 5 in Las Vegas. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. How do we restore discipline and good order in our schools? That is the question. We're open for some ideas since the Laurel High School Fight Club is... It's out of control. It really is. Let's go to Gino in Bel Air. Good morning, Gino.
Hey, good morning. It's really kind of funny because all three of my children, which are all fully grown now and successful, graduated from Laurel High School. I think the answer is some very intense boot camps. And once the rumor gets out as to how bad they are for those who get sentenced there, that it'll stop. Because nobody's going to want to go there, and certainly nobody's going to want to be a repeat offender. Who's going to pay for it? The parents, the guardians, the grandparents, and the foster parents. Make them pay for it, not the taxpayer.
Years ago, we had, remember, it was Boys Town, Father Flanagan. That was a long time ago. I'm dating myself now. But reform schools, whatever happened to the concept of reform schools? If you didn't want to go and educate and become a better person and grab a career, then there was an alternative to that. It was called reform schools, where the idea was to reform unruly students and teens. And hopefully set them on a new course, a new path. But we've tried that. There were some boot camps here in Maryland, and unfortunately, some of the students were physically and verbally abused. You know, when you go to boot camp, real boot camp, you do get verbally abused by your drill instructor. But that's when you're a grown adult, and you of course, enter in voluntarily to go to the DIs. But maybe there's some ideas there. Maybe there's somebody can come up with some alternative ways to put these reform schools, because after all, you're just wasting everybody else's time. The teachers can't teach, the students can't learn if they're constantly under threat of being harassed physically or otherwise. Let's go to Miranda in Cockeysville. Good morning, Miranda.
Hi, good morning. I draw the line of responsibility maybe a little bit differently than what I'm hearing here this morning. To me, it's not the responsibility of the school to discipline the children. To me, it's the responsibility of the school to keep the school environment one that is safe and one that can maximize the learning potential for these students. So at the point that they have suspended these students, that they have expelled these students, that's about the extent of it. Outside of that, you know, they've secured the environment for the others. And then what happens outside of that at home is really what happens outside of home. I don't rest the responsibility of the student's misbehavior or fixing it at the doorstep of the school.
I hear what you're saying, and to a large part, I agree that the school's responsibility in parente locus is to serve as the role of the parent, but not actually be the parent. They have to make sure that they're safe and secure in their learning environment. And if they don't want to do that, then they're either suspended or expelled, and then it's up to the parents. But the problem with that, as we've seen in this state, is once you expel them, and you already, I think, have a sense that there's no apparent accountability there, you expel them, you put them on the streets, and then they're not punished for any of the other behaviors that they choose to behave, whether they be nuisances or misdemeanors or even more serious crimes. Here in this state, there's no accountability whatsoever.
Agreed. To me, though, that's an issue, you know, separate and apart from the responsibility of the school. But it was interesting that you brought up Father Flanagan's Boys Home. I actually used to work there many, many years ago, and we did work with administrators and teachers to teach them how to work with at-risk youth in their schools, how to teach them very basic social skills because they weren't getting them at home, and how to catch them being good as an example to enforce, you know, positive behavior. And obviously there are consequences for the negative behavior. And the districts where we implemented that, it was super successful. But again, to this discussion here this morning, I don't lay the responsibility of the student's behavior at the doorstep of the school.
Thanks for your input. Appreciate the call. Miranda in Cockeysville, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The other thing that we don't do, I think, a really good job of is conflict resolution, because there are going to be disagreements. There are going to be problems and arguments and so on and so forth, and we do not teach that. I mean, parents should be teaching it first and foremost. Is that, you know, I always would tell my children is that you know, don't start fights. I mean, there's a peaceful way to, but if you are attacked, if you're physically attacked, you need to learn how to defend yourself as well. So that is something that parents have a role to play. Educators, maybe there should be a class on just behavior and in general in conflict resolution so they get a better idea. U.S. Supreme Court on Monday cleared the way for Alabama to throw out its current rigged congressional map. Alabama on Friday filed an emergency appeal. The request to toss out its racist, gerrymandered congressional map comes after the Supreme Court last month declared Louisiana's newly drawn maps as unconstitutional gerrymandering. And so they greenlit Alabama, Tennessee. We've already seen what's happened there. And now Louisiana and other states. And in California, interestingly enough, we have Spencer Pratt, who is rocketing up in the mayor's race for Los Angeles. But recent polls show both Republicans in the gubernatorial race, Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco, holding strong in the top spots. Democrats Javier Becerra, Tom Steyer, a billionaire Democrat who is endorsed by the Democrat Socialists of America, ironically, and Katie, you're standing in my shot, Porter, split the vote in the low to mid-teens, with Porter trailing. High undecided and ongoing infighting persist. It is possible, because, you know, it's a jungle primary out there, that the top two advance, and the top two could end up being Republicans. Could. I'm not betting on it as of yet, but there is some hope there that for California. Fingers crossed. Say some prayers. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet. Baltimore County fire has been in the area. 795 southbound near the ramp at the Beltway. Not sure if it's to the outer loop ramp or the inner loop ramp, but looking at McDonough Road, there's no backup there. But as you get closer to the Beltway, there may still be some activity. We're still backed up southbound at both the harbor tunnels. And with that, that's going to be there for a while. There must have been a problem somewhere northbound in the old harbor tunnel, because we had a backup that went back to Poteet Street. And that's still slow going into the northbound side of 895. It's moving again, but we're backed up, and it's going to take another 10 minutes or so for that to settle down. I-95, Harford County. The accident is northbound in the right lane at Route 24. Southbound is looking at it, and there is a delay for the traffic going by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be gorgeous today. Sunny, mild, upper 60s. Get out. Enjoy the weather right now. 53 and sunny in Ocean City. 52 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, for all your appliance needs. 22 years ago, a firefighter named Alan Kent helped deliver a young baby named Chloe Huddle. Her mother was going through a medical emergency. Now Alan is retired and just flew across the country to witness Chloe's college graduation. Here are Alan and Chloe talking about their connection.
Well, I heard Stacy upstairs screaming. And I was like, I think we're going to have a baby.
Alan was the first person to hold me, and we've had a special bond ever since.
Stacy, after the birth of Chloe, stopped by the station. We started making a connection, and Stacy wanted that connection to continue.
There is so much hope in the world and goodness in the world, even in a heartbroken world.
In our line of work, you know, we don't usually have all the time good things happen. To have something as great as this was, and then to continue out throughout the years to watch her grow, that's been that connection, that bond throughout the years.
Great story. And thanks to Alan and Chloe and Stacy for bringing it all to us. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Winter is officially in the rear view and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. From now to the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
I just got a text from one of our listeners. Lester says, you know, Sean, you're correct. Youth facilities have opened up the state to liability because of abuse accusations. The state can't even run the prisons without controversy because of allegations of abuse and corruption. Again, it turns into a jobs program. And this is Sean. The school I went to in Anne Arundel County, not a public school, had a demerit system. Well, I'm familiar with that at DeMatha, let me tell you. In which if you were given demerits, you had to work them off on your own time. That meant Saturday work details, painting buildings, campus cleanup, painting the bleachers. Fear of earning demerits kept those who were tempted to act out in line. You also had to explain to your folks what you did to be in that situation. That usually caused additional actions at home and a loss of privileges. No TV, no leaving the property, no phone calls. Then again, I'm just an old fuddy-duddy. Thanks, a crackly old geezer. I got detention once at DeMatha. You got three demerits. You had to go to Saturday detention. And my funny story about detention is that we had Father Mike was our biology teacher. And a great guy. And there was always either a priest or a brother or a lay teacher there that would monitor detention. You showed up for detention, of course, and parents didn't like it because they had, in some cases, had to take you or whatever. And so we're sitting in, detention was 3 hours. It was from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And you had to go to school and you sat in a classroom and, again, did nothing. We decided to play a joke while at detention on Father Mike. We're an hour into detention. Somebody brought a rope, and there were like 12 desks, 12 of us in the room. And we opened up the windows to the second floor classroom and tied the rope to the desks and slowly lowered all the desks to the ground. And then before my Father Mike came back, and all 12 of us were just seated on the classroom floor, he came in. He looked at us, you know, for a stare for about 15, 20 seconds and just started cracking up. He just started laughing. He said, okay, you guys, go get those desks, get it back here, and get out of here. So I guess he was amused by our little detention prank. That was my one experience with detention. John is in Glen Arm. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to pull together like three little concepts quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The state wants parents, the teachers to be parents from 8 to 4, basically. The kids born with a parent or parents that are 24/7, 365. So right off the bat, they're at a huge disadvantage. And that parent is with them from 0 to 18. The school's with the school's with them for maybe a period. You know, one of the teachers, the adult, is with them for a period. Maybe, a half day, maybe a full day with the younger. Finland, you don't even go to school until you're 7, and you're out at 16. Think of the money that we could save if we chucked the Department of Juvenile Services and just created a Department of Parenting Services to help parents be parents. We wouldn't need pre-K anything. They would be better off being socialized at home. The schools would not have to bloat themselves up with these administratives and psychiatrists because their 24/7, 365 parent would be actually capable. Right, I just heard on NPR on Sunday, 40% of kids are born to single moms.
Yep.
That's a kid without a backup parent. That's a kid with a parent, but no backup parent. How do you do that?
Well, parenting, I look at it. Yeah, that's a great point, John. Parenting is obviously it's a two-party system. You need to have both parents engaged. I know what you're trying to say here, but you can't have a main parent and a backup parent. Both parents have to be, you know, on the front lines, helping to raise children and helping them, nurture them, take care for them, and discipline them when necessary. I mean, it's just, that's the way it goes.
We divide and conquer sometimes. The husband goes out to work, whatever. Somebody's got the kids. No matter what, somebody's got the kids. But when whoever has the kid is exhausted, there needs to be a backup in that game so that that kid can be consistently cared for. The state thinks they're going to do that on an 8 o'clock, 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. And heck, they maybe even only do 4 days a week anymore. So it's a farce. Instead of doubling down on supporting the family unit, supporting what has worked for eons, what has evolutionarily turned in every society in the world, they decide they think they can do it better because they're so arrogant. And we don't have the money for this nonsense. This doesn't work. It never has. It never will. It's just a feeder system for another Safe Streets employee for Brandon Scott.
All right, John, I got to run, but listen, that's a great call. Thank you so much for that contribution. I'm reminded of what Father Flanagan once said. I say it again and again, there's no such thing as a bad boy. There's only bad environment, bad training, bad example, and bad thinking.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstadt. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk right here on WCBM.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is this? It can't be true. A Barbara Mikulski bobblehead at the next Royal game?
A small box.
Somebody's pulling my leg, I think.
Be a thumbnail.
8:53, traffic weather on the 3's final report. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
It looks like they fucking got control now. I remember one time I told her to stand up. She was like, I am standing up. Southbound 795. That wreck apparently is at the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway. That's the word they're saying right now. The one report said it's backed up to McDonald Road. It's not back to McDonald Road, I can tell you that. But it's right at the Beltway ramp. So the fire department is there. Heads up if you're coming south from Owings Mills Boulevard and through that area. In the meantime, there's a report now of a wreck. This one just came in. Interloop between Delaney Valley Road and Providence Road. So anything there will be a problem. Top side of the Beltway now from York Road and for the traffic coming over on the outer loop and moving through that area from Providence Road. Also a wreck now towards the airport eastbound on 195 approaching the interchange there at 170 at Camp Meade Road. A lot of traffic going down towards Northrop, and also that's the ramp that takes you back to the rental car place at BWI. So that's going to be a busy area there as well. And then the wreck in the construction zone, I-95 at Route 24, Harford County, with delays really on both sides of the roadway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3's on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Sunshine, mild, upper 60s tonight. Temps in the low 50s. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. It's sunny, 54 in the city and 54 in Millersville. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. Quite the show on the horizon here. Delegate Brian Chisholm and Delegate Mark Fisher, they got a scathing letter from the Speaker of the House, Jocelyn Petamelnik. Apparently, one of their podcast episodes, they mocked one of their colleagues. Mm-hmm. But obviously, what they were talking about was for good reason, because apparently this delegate is talking about sharing intellectual property with China.
Yeah.
He proposed a bill. Obviously, that bill did not pass, thank goodness. But, right. You know, like I know, that's not the last time you see some of these bills.
No, we just had a mayor of our Arcadia, California, as an agent for the Red Chinese. I understand the complaint there is that one of them allegedly, I had not heard the podcast yet,
yeah.
One of them allegedly used an Asian accent.
That's Delegate Brian Chisholm. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll talk about it, because people are saying that he should apologize on this, and we're going to ask him.
Okay.
All right, we're going to ask him if he's going to apologize, but we're also going to ask him more about what that bill proposed talked about, because I didn't see that bill being proposed. Obviously, it didn't pass.
Right.
But I
didn't
really
make
it
out of committee.
Yeah, I never even saw it. But, you know, we'll talk about that with Brian at 11 o'clock. Also, the comptroller, who I talk a lot about on my show, Brooke Learman, remember when she ran, Sean? She wanted to reimagine the comptroller's
right.
office. I will never get over that. But I did see where people are still expecting refunds.
Yes.
And they have been delayed.
Yes.
I have asked, because at my house, we actually pay. We don't get a refund.
Right.
Where's that money? Because we already sent that over.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people still waiting, and yet you have Governor Moore and everybody talking about affordability, and they can't even get their tax refunds out of the door.
Yeah. It's a mess. It really is. It was a figment of her imagination.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So we'll talk about all that. Obviously, a lot going on in Baltimore City as well. Smoke shops, they want to put padlocks on it. I think I'm going to get to the root cause of that story.
Okay.
Why do they have 1,200 smoke shops to begin with in Baltimore City? Is it because...
When weed is already legal.
Yeah. And is it because it's the only business you could attract here?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Maybe.
Yeah. So we'll talk about all that.
Okay, very good. We're waiting here. Delegate Brian Chisholm's explanation, apology, non-apology. It's coming up on Kim Klasick Live. Ryan Dorsey is fighting term limits after the voters said they wanted them. He's appealing, again, proposing introducing a bill to repeal the term limits.
But I don't like the way it happened. There was virtually no public discourse about it before it showed up on the ballot.
Yet the public said they want term limits for people in city government.
It's time for term limits. It stops people from becoming career politicians. Look through your communities. See what the politicians have done for you for the length of time they've been there.
And Dorsey, along with Yitzi Schleifer, debate and discuss why term limits should or should not be needed.
People lined up to fill the seat are more likely to have been bought and paid for by wealthy and powerful interests, just like question K itself.
It's a slap in the face to then come ahead and say that the voters don't know better, and therefore you need to go ahead and repeal it.
So Mark Parker, a city councilman, sponsors the new bill to repeal term limits after Dorsey unsuccessfully could not get that done the last time around.
It's about the power of the people to choose their representatives, whether that person has served for two terms or has served for four terms, right? That those people know, hey, this person has represented me well. I want them to keep representing me.
I think there still remains a lot of appetite for the concept of repealing term limits.
You know, I used to be totally opposed to term limits because I always thought the voters were the term limits. But that has woefully been proven to be wrong. The power of incumbency is one of the most powerful things elected leaders have. With money, with government, they can pass laws. Look what just happened to Baltimore County Council. They tried to pass a pension law. They passed the laws to try to get themselves more money. This is what happens when you put these elected officials in for long periods of time. So, again, I think the voters have spoken in Baltimore City, and let them reap the benefits. Kim Klasick Live coming up next, right after these 9 o'clock news. See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.